Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the bridge and uplift the dialogue. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. The rasp every ring is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash you miss. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Welcome to the remix. I am your sister, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. We are live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. It is Friday night. It is March 20th, 2013, and we're live in the remix. Hey, I don't know about you guys, but it has been a pretty amazing week. And it's so good to be right here with all of you, right here live in the room. I want to go ahead and give out the telephone number so no matter where you're listening from anywhere in the world, you can come on over, join us on the phone line. We'd love to have you listening. Or you can come and join us in the chat room. The Remix family is in there, and they are sure to make you feel welcome and right at home. So, let's see. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me nice and loud and clear.
I want to make sure that you guys can hear me nice and loud and clear. And make sure that you guys can hear me nice and loud and clear. I'm all over the place. My energy is all over the place. So, you know, hey, let me go ahead and kind of bring this to a happy medium here. So peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And, of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. And it's so good to have you guys here because it's Friday night. It is March the 29th. And March the 29th, 2013, we're live in the remix. I want to go ahead and invite you to come on over no matter where in the world you're listening from. So let's do that. First, if you want to get on the phone lines, and I suggest you do, tonight's a good night for you to get your energy out there in the universe and to just kind of put it out in the cosmos and let everybody hear you and just connect. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling internationally, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711 and come on in. Come on in. Get on the phone lines while you still can and just get there. We're going to be doing all kinds of things tonight, and I'm going to explain what the title is all about. Miss Blue Goes Wild, because yes. I will be going wild tonight. Yes, I'll be going wild tonight. And also, if you want to come and you want to join us in the chat room, if you haven't been in the chat room, that is certainly an experience. It is a show within a show. You can definitely bring yourself on over. Let me go ahead and give you some cosmic galactic directions so that you can find your way over www.blogtalkradio.com. /, all one word, the remix, and come on in. Just come on in. If you're a guest, I see you out there, guests, seen and unseen. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. Pull up a chair, grab you a nice glass of wine or some tea or something to drink, and get on in the chat room. All you have to do is click the button at the very bottom that says sign up. and tell us who you are, and then you can participate in chat with the whole Remix family. It'll be good to have you in the chat forum and good to have you here. So welcome, everyone, to the Remix tonight. International shots out. Let's go ahead and welcome our brothers and sisters from all over the world. First on the board, we're going to go ahead and say welcome to Jamaica. Everyone in Jamaica out there listening, welcome to you guys listening. Those of you who are in the UK, woo-hoo, big ups to the UK listening tonight. And also Barbados in the house tonight, Montego Bay in the house tonight. We also have England in the house tonight. We have the UK. Germany is listening. Spain is listening. Italy is listening. We also have Brazil listening tonight. We also have the Bahamas. Did I say that already? The Bahamas listening here. We also have Egypt. Egypt's listening tonight. And we also have the Netherlands. Amsterdam is in the house. Japan is in the house tonight. We have Poland on board listening to us tonight, and many, many other countries. I'll go back and get some more of those as well. But welcome to all of you. I know when you're living in many different parts of the world, as I have myself, many of these countries I've named, the time difference is so different. It's almost like being in a completely different world. But the good thing is we are all able to enter into this portal tonight, this portal right here called the Remix, and we're able to get in, get our vibration, really connect with our soul group, because we are a soul group, all of us who come here tonight, and just kind of vibe with each other as we do. First of all, I want to remind you that tonight's show, just like all other shows, you're able to actually go and download. You can download this show. If you have iTunes, you can get yourself over to iTunes, and you can download. You can actually just go straight over to the Remix Radio page here, click the purple iTunes button, and download this show and all the other Remix shows straight to your iTunes devices or anything that supports it. So your iPod, your phone, all of those good things, you can download the show. Now, if you are like some of us who kind of do a little bit of PC work too, you can download it straight to your computer as well, and just download, 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 download straight to your computer right there. And you can have it and you can listen to it at your leisure. Many of you tell me that you download the show and you listen to it when you're at work, you listen to it when you're at home. You just kind of listen to it when you're doing all kinds of things. So it's great to know that the Remix is there for you, and you can listen to it whenever you want, however you want, and download this show. Now, if you didn't get a chance to hear the show last week, boy, you missed a Remix treat. Because on Sunday night, we had Brother Panic who came in the house, and as Brother Panic always do, he drops knowledge like no other, like Brother Panic. A great share. Definitely, you want to go back, check that out. Lots of good movies coming out, lots of occult things going on, and all of that was in that show with Brother Panic. You want to download, download, download that show. And then on that Friday night, we had a Remix first. Brother Reggie. Brother Reggie stopped by to give us some ancient information on some very, very sacred texts. And boy, boy, did we have class that night when Brother Reggie was in the house. I've gotten all of your feedback. Those are two amazing shows, as with all the shows here on the Remix. And I would encourage you to go back and download, download, download. So peace and greetings to all of you guys out there. I know everybody wants to talk about Miss Blue Goes Wild, and we're going to get to that, and we're definitely going to see a little bit of that here tonight. But first, what I want to do is I want to talk about the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. I want to talk about that. I know many of you are getting your decks as we speak. We've received your emails. You're getting them in the mail. And then some of you are still waiting on your decks. Now, here's a couple of things I want you guys to know. The weekend is really a great time for you to place your orders for the Know Your Magic Oracle decks. They only go out once a week. So as soon as we receive those orders, they come in, and Sister Manya processes them, and we send them off to the company, and they make a deck especially for you. Now, let's not be confused what that means, especially for you, but not only for you. The remix deck has been around the world, baby, and back again, I don't even know, 10 times, 12 times. So we get a lot of orders throughout the week that has to be processed. The company that does it, they use love and care when they send out every single one of those decks, and they put them together, and they're made especially for you. It is one of your very, very sacred and magical tools. It keeps you in tune with your magic that is going on. It helps you to work your psychic muscles and do all of that good stuff. So have no fear. The decks are on the way. So some of you have sent some emails, and we've gotten a chance to get back with you guys and let you know your decks are on the way. So just keep checking your mailbox for them. They are coming. They are coming. And if you haven't got the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck, where have you been? What in the world are you doing? Because knowing your magic is about living life with a purpose. It's about being in tune with your energy, your very ancient and your very sacred energy. It's about connecting with your higher self, the part of you that knows what's in the best interest for yourself and all of those connected to you. If you go over to the website, www.msblue, as in the color, B-L-U-E, blast, blast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, you will be able to see all of the brothers and sisters from around the world. A lot of them have left some of their comments there. In fact, I was just over there today. It's over 100 and I think like 25 comments that are left there. So if you have a deck and you haven't gone over there to share, you know, sort of what the deck meant for you and some of the things that you and your family and your loved ones are doing to get to know your magic, I would encourage you to go over there and just to kind of leave your vibration out there and put that energy out in the universe as a magic maker and just share that. So it's a beautiful thing. Now, we also want to give a big shout out, me and Brother Bilal, to everybody who's in the Kim Business Class. A fabulous group, as always, that we're working with. And those classes are very, very magical. By the way, I'm going to be doing a very special class as well, me and Brother Bilal, that's going to be coming up, and you guys will hear about it. And it's not going to be sort of one of these classes like the Kim Business class that lasts for 3 or 4 weeks. This one is actually going to be a one-day workshop that we're going to do, a magical workshop, and lots of goodies that we're going to put in there. And we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to raise the energy, and it's just going to be amazing. So look out for that. More things to come with the remix, and just all things when it comes to magic. Also, Sunday night, you guys want to listen in because we're going to have a remix first that's going to be joining us on the forum. It's going to be Dr. B. Serious, and he's going to be joining us here. Lots of holistic healing. He deals a lot with the records and healing you and healing your body, your vibration, and your spirit. He's out of the ATL, and he's going to be joining us Sunday night. So I'm kind of excited. I've been connecting with Dr. B and, you know, jamming with him for a little bit there. And he's going to come on. So always looking for brothers and sisters to come on the show. And I have a few more. I'm just trying to get to everybody on the list, some amazing sisters who do some healing work, wrote some books, and done some other things that will be coming on the platform, hopefully very soon, to share with you guys. Always looking for a way on the remix to just really kind of keep this chemistry going, just raising up the energies and going further and further into the records, our ancient records, and raising that vibration and pulling things up. So thank you to everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook this week, because it is still out there sending vibrations and you guys are still sending feedback. I love to give feedback. It is just so amazing when I hear about all the things that it's helped you guys do and everything that is going on with you in your lives and that you're continuously doing your work, because that's what we do on the remix and that's what it is about. And so I thank all of you who are joining me here in this personal space here tonight. It's so good to have you guys here, you know, have you guys here and really have you here. And that's what's important to me. Now, let's talk about tonight's show. It's been an interesting week, a really great week of readings. I did a lot of Akashic Record readings for some reason this particular week. And I've been everywhere, from ancient records going all the way back to the 19th century, 12th century, 5th century. I've been in the East. I've been in the West. Definitely I've been to Kemet quite a few times with brothers and sisters. And just amazing confirmation on what their life purpose is and them coming back to the planet to do. I've been doing a lot of work with those very sacred texts that Brother Reggie shared with us. And it really has opened up so many different portals and doorways. That was a very divine connection. So you guys will be hearing more about that as well, too, as it comes. But this week was very, very heavy. I did a lot of God Goddess readings, a couple of those as well, too. I also did some baby readings and some glowing lotus readings, as well as some of the holistic sessions, but mainly, and a lot of sacred sessions. Let me go back and say that, too. Very profound, the sacred sessions. And did a lot of Akashic Record reading. And one of the things that I found that was very, very magical about this particular week is that a lot of you who have been coming for the Akashic Record readings during this time, you guys are really connected in different soul groups. So we have many different levels to our soul group. We have soul groups that we are connected with our families. We have soul groups who are connected with us as far as our work, our physical jobs and things that we do, soul groups with our friends and people we're connected with, and soul groups here on the Remix. And so it was just amazing to see these connections between these brothers and sisters from all over the world. I think I've been to like 5 countries this week doing different readings and all parts of the United States doing different readings. But there was a common theme that was going on with just about everybody in the records, particularly those of the Akashic record reading. And a lot of those, it went back to a very, very ancient record for them. And it was about a record of them really, really getting into their work now and bringing sort of those childhood memories back online for them, very, very strong. And so that was just really, really beautiful to see. I could go into a lot of different accounts, but we would be doing the whole show on that. But I just get excited whenever I connect with someone and they're able to send me back feedback and say, hey, look, I've taken these steps, Miss Blue. Some people who have had different ailments in their bodies. For instance, there was a situation with a brother. I did a reading, a Akashic Record reading this week. And I told him that he had a birthmark on, did he have a birthmark on his stomach? He told me he did. In a past life, he actually had a surgery. And in that surgery, he was wounded in battle. And they had to cut open his stomach. And that's ultimately how he made his transition. And in this particular life, he had a birthmark on his stomach. And he said he was suffering from so many digestive problems, like it's hard for him to eat certain foods. And then he sent me an email back to let me know that right after the reading, he went and he was eating some things because he was just so excited about everything, the energy and everything. And then he realized that he didn't have his medicine that he normally takes for his stomach, you know, for his digestive system with him, but he had no problems. And he said he remembered right before realizing that he had left the medicine at home that he had those flashes of what went on with our Akashic record reading, and suddenly that energy just went away. So I've seen that a lot of times in the records. It can cause instant healing for different things that we're longing for, even sometimes when it comes to love and relationships. Because one thing about our soul comes back to experience things from many different angles and a lot of times many different ways. And so it is really, really just, I think, amazing, this tradition that our ancestors left for us to be able to go into the records and be able to look at not only our past lives but past things and see. Another amazing brother that was in the records, I talked to him today. But earlier this week I spoke with him and did a reading for him. And he was actually very, very instrumental in creating some of the obelisks that were in ancient Kemet in ancient Egypt. Now, one of the things, you know how we always see that one obelisk that they always show, and in Washington, D.C., they have the statue there? Well, one of the things, because I love the records, because it helps me with my knowledge and my information. So whenever I go in there, my spirit guides and teachers and just everything that's in the records, it really helps me to increase my knowledge and things that I've learned that I don't know. Because, of course, Miss Blue don't know everything. But in the records, I've seen where he actually was very instrumental in building these obelisks. Now, one of the things that I learned just from being in this brother's records, which was so powerful, by the way, as they all are, is that they are normally built in twos. And there's a whole bunch of them in Egypt. There's a whole bunch of them in Kemet. Some of them have been destroyed, but a lot of them still remain, or either the platforms of where they were remain. And these obelisks are portals. They're gateways. So when you walk between the two obelisks, you're actually going into, leaving the seen world, going into the unseen world, so the underworld. You're going into that particular side of it. You're really crossing over into that spiritual realm. And so this brother was one of those builders of the obelisk. And also on the obelisk, there's very, very sacred words that were on there. And that was something Brother Reggie talked about, those sacred words and how they all had meaning. And they really open up energy and open up different things. And I started telling him, well, first I always ask questions, because people always say, well, Miss Blue, how will I really know that you and my records, how will I really, really know? And I say, hey, because these questions I ask you, ain't nobody ever asked you this, one. And two, how would I know to ask you this? So this goes beyond anything that a computer can generate, anything that any kind of code can mix together and tell you. This is strictly coming from that place of the records. And so I started to talk to him, and I said, tell me about you and buildings and drawings and architects and engineering. Tell me how that connects with you. And he said, you know, Ms. Blue, it's crazy that you say that, because when I was a young boy, I wanted to be an engineer. He said, I still have floor plans that I drew when I was a child. And I would draw these statues, and I would draw these different things on there and these different symbols and everything on there. He said, I've worked in construction a lot. And so as we got further and further into the reading, it just really, really confirmed a big part of the past. Here's how it works, and I'll just tell you guys this a little bit, because I've been getting a lot of emails about the records this week and so many people wanting to know more and wanting to get into records. For those of us who are conscious, we have well over 100 lives. Hands down, I can say that. So in sense, when we start to talk about the ancestors, hell, we are the ancestors. That's true in one regard. And we know that from that pivotal age, or from the time of birth, all the way up until the time, I'll say, around 7 to 10 years old, we hold a lot of these memories, a lot of them. Now, one of the things I will tell you, and a lot of the mystics and occult teachers will tell you, that the soul is not awake here. And I do believe that to an extent. The soul is not awake here, but the soul's vibration sends out different energies to you here. And so a big part of those vibrations come through with feelings and emotions. And this is how you like green peas and you don't. This is why you live in Australia and you don't. This is why you're in California and you're not. All of these things are sort of kind of wrapped up into all of this energy that we sort of kind of made a commitment to, you can say, or entered into an agreement before we came back to the planet and really just kind of open up this energy. So when we come back, these are sort of those things that we remind ourselves, because I often look at when we're tapping into the energy of our higher self, that is also your soul's energy you're tapping into. It's a portion of it. So if we begin to start to look at the heart and look at the different chambers in the heart, we can say that. When we start to look at the soul also has many different levels to it as well. And so you are able to tap into a part of that soul's level. And the part of the soul's level that you're tapping into when you connect with your higher self is that energy. Because it is the part of you that doesn't just look at what's going on at the goddamn moment. It looks at everything that has happened to you over the course of your life. And so there's so many different things that we come back to experience and the reason that we're here. And, you know, one of the things I never forget when Dr. Joy DeGruy came on as a guest on the remix, she talked about us being multidimensional people. And so we have many, many different layers to us. Well, that is even true when it comes to us coming back to know our purpose. Because you can never not be in alignment with your purpose. A lot of times what is getting in the way of understanding what your true divine purpose is, it has a lot to do with misunderstanding of your own energy. Ain't that some shit? Misunderstanding of your own energy. And when we misread our own energies, because that's who we should be able to be readers to first, is ourselves. I meet many people, and they ask me, Miss Blue, I want to do readings. I want to do this. And that's fine. That's wonderful. But we have to learn how to read our own energy. This is what we've got to learn how to read first. It doesn't have to be perfect. I'm not telling you your life has to be all laid out and everything has to be perfect before you begin to start getting into your work. But you have to have a good sense of understanding your own energy and how to read that, how to tap into that energy. And so this is why all the shows that I'm about is really about tapping into that energy and being able to connect with it on so many different levels, because that shit is just hands down important. It is like the number one important thing for you to begin to do. So when we're doing all of these different vision quests, these spirit journeys, we're doing readings, and even some of you being witness for some of your other tribe members in your soul group, that's important as well, too. You know, one of the things that my father used to always tell me, and I never forgot that, is that you don't want to be that person that has to learn a lesson for yourself. You don't want to be that person. Sometimes we can learn from each other. And that's a lot about Miss Blue going wild. So I'm going to tell you, Baby Blue chose the title for the show tonight because they kind of think Mommy went wild tonight because we've been cleaning. We've been doing some spring cleaning. We've been going in and looking through things. You know how important your sacred space is. And sometimes you have to kind of pull everything out and just sit in the mess that you created in your life. It looks like a mess when you just take everything and you just dump it out. But once you start to pick things up and you start to look at books and you start to look at different clothes and you start to look at different things, you begin to awaken different memories within yourself. And you suddenly realize that all of these things that you have is connected with you. In fact, it is a reflection of you. It is almost like looking at a mirror. So when you walk in your house, that's your sacred space. You guys know how I feel about feng shui, particularly funky feng shui. And that is about the art of understanding, of living with these different elements. It's about the breath of life, and it's also about water, the two main things that we need that really play into life force energy, chi. Understanding that, that when you cross that threshold, when you open up your door, that is symbolic of your current modern-day obelisk. You are walking through, and you are coming into your sacred space. You have just entered into a very, very significant sacred sanctuary for yourself that you created. So this is your divine temple. This is your divine place that you come. And so you can look around. Just take a minute right now while we're at the beginning of the show. Just take a look around. Look in your sacred space. See all the things that are connected with you. All of these things are connected with you. And they are just so divine. And so, you guys, Miss Blue Gone Wild tonight, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go a little while. We're going to do some reading. I think that's good to do. We'll do some readings live on the air, and we'll talk about some things as well. I have a lot of good shows planned for you guys coming up, and I'm excited to share them with you. I'm excited to be in this space with you guys. We're going to be listening to some music tonight, and I know you guys are going to love this, but I want to kind of set the stage, if that will. Or let's just kind of take ourselves into our imagination. And I want you to begin to open up yourself. Because here's another thing that I kind of think of myself as. And I want you guys to think of yourself like this as well, too. Do you consider yourself to be a gangster? You know, just by the show of hands, if you're in the chat room, you know that little smiley face that's smoking, I want you to put that in the chat room if you consider yourself to be somewhat of a gangster in your life. You know, who can relate to sort of kind of being a gangster? Let's see. I kind of got a gangster in me, so I got a little gangster. So I see you guys on the phone lines that are there. That's kind of a gangster. Who else is a gangster out there? Any other gangsters out there? I see some more gangsters. Punk's a gangster. Who else? Sister Munya's a gangster. Oh, she's a big gangster. Sister Munya, y'all just don't know. Who is that? America is a gangster. La Blue is a gangster. Let's see. Fetty's a gangster. Let's see. Dolores is a gangster. Who else is a gangster? A lot of gangsters. Out there. At Random's a gangster. Where the gangsters at? Where Esther at? Because she's a definite gangster. Where's she at? Where is she at? Pi is a gangster. Minnie is a gangster. Let's see who else is out there that's a gangster. Where the gangsters at? I see you guys. So we got quite a few gangsters out there. And when I say gangsters, I'm not talking about pull out the gun, bang, bang. Not that kind of gangster. But I'm talking about somebody that is down with their cause, down with their purpose, somebody who knows their magic, somebody who really understands that being a gangster, a true gangster, is about showing and proving in your life, not to anybody else. See, anytime you have to prove something to someone else, then we already know it's not true. One. But being a gangster to yourself. And sometimes I have to have that talk with me, with Blue. And I have to kind of be a gangster. When I talk to Blue and say, check it out, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it, and it's going to get done. Sometimes that conversation has to happen. You know, being a gangster constantly keeps you in a state where you can overcome your fears, you see. Your gangster makes you move forward a lot of times. And your gangster helps you reflect on your past. A gangster has to be always present because you never know what's coming. You never know what's next. See, when you're a gangster, you know how to be present because you can't be a gangster and be sleeping on the job. You can't be a gangster and not paying attention to what's going on. So you've got to know what's going on with you. And you have to check that energy within yourself. You have to really, really begin to check the energy within yourself. You do sort of like a self-check. Pi Benny said, don't test my gangster. That's right. But you sometimes have to check that gangster within yourself. You know? The gangster always keeps you on top of your square. Not in the box, but on top of your square. Your presence. So that's what I want you guys to do tonight. I want everyone to be a magic gangster tonight. A very magical-ass gangster. Because that's what we're going to be talking about. And as we get ready to get into this energy, because, you know, truth be told, Miss Blue Goes Wild, I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you guys. And we're going to do readings tonight. And I am going to go a little wild, you know. I am going to bring out a little bit of the gangster. But recognize that a gangster don't, it's not in the language using curse words. That's not all about being a gangster. A gangster can talk to you just like I'm talking to you now. Has nothing to do with your vernacular, the words you use. None of that. That's not the gangster. So don't misjudge the next person that you're looking at, because that to be the gangster. You understand? Recognize a gangster recognizes a gangster. And I recognize you guys as a gangster. So we're going to be doing some dancing tonight. And we're going to be doing some dancing tonight and doing some readings tonight. But I want you guys to hear this song. And I want you to understand, that's right, ascendant beings, a true gangster is true to him or herself. That's what a real gangster is. So we're all going to be a gangster tonight. I want you guys to listen to this song because I know you will have an appreciation for it, as I did. Some of you may know it, this particular artist, fairly new. And some of you may not. As we get ready to get into the share tonight, I am going to give out a breathing tonic, which is something that I do in my sacred sessions. It helps to align your energy. And so tonight, the pattern is going to be 3-11-3. So I want you to write that down, 3-11-3, because we're going to do the breathing, and then we're going to listen to the song. And then after that, if you want to get a reading, you want to talk about it, press 1 on the phone lines, and we can watch me, Miss Blue, go a little wild and have a good time. Be a little gangster. So here we go, the breathing. Breathing treatment, breathing tonic, 3-11-3. Oops, I don't even know where that went. 3-11-3. By the way, Esther's in the house. You guys know she's also a host here on The Remix, and she'll have some shows coming up as well that we'll be doing. So we're pretty excited about that, that we'll be doing. And Sister Manya is here. My sister who works with me side by side in the readings and everything else. So much love to them two gangsters. Because they gangsters for real. And I know Brother Bilal is here as well, as many others are here too listening. So love to you guys all out there. love to you guys out there. Okay, so the breathing pattern 3-11-3. Here's what you're going to do when we say start. You're going to take nice deep breaths in and out of your mouth, nice and slow, 3 times. So in through your mouth and out is 1. In, out is 2. You'll do that for 3 counts. Okay, not yet when I say begin. I see some of you already huffing and puffing. I see this brother over there, he breathing all in his wife's mouth. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Stay focused. Be a gangster. Okay, so next, what we're going to do is then you're going to begin to breathe in and out of your nose as fast as you can through your nose. So it's going to sound like this. So in, out one, in, out two, in, out three, in, out four, in, out five, in, out six, in, out seven, in, out eight, in, out nine, in, out 10, and in, out 11. As fast as you can, not as fast as I can, but as fast as you can, you're going to do that, in, out, in, out, in, out, okay? And then you're going to breathe in and out, nice and slow again, three times. So let's get ready. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to do the breathing count. Do we need music while we do the breathing count? No, we're big boys and girls. We can do this on our own. We're big boys and girls. We can do this on our own. So here we go.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, let's begin. In and out of the mouth, nice and slow, three times. One, two, three. In and out of the nose, 11 times, as fast as you can. All right, now in and out of the mouth again, three times. One, two, three. All right, woo! Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're live in the remix. How is that for everyone? Just kind of lining up. Yes, everyone's saying it feels good with this universal energy here. Just to kind of get ourselves in tune with the energy that's out in the cosmos tonight. And you can do that throughout this weekend. It'll still work for you. And so now let's get ready. Let's get ourselves up. Let's get ready to dance. Let's get ready to do that. Let's get ready to move. Let's get ready to get up. And just remember, you got your gangsta suit on tonight. We're gangsters because we're being true to ourselves, first and foremost. And that is definitely the quality of a gangsta. Here we go. Thank you.
nice in a thing you done.
All right. That was Kat Dahlia and Gangster. Yeah, she's kind of a new artist coming out. Really like her vibe. I like that jam there that talks about being a gangster, you know, and really just looking at the symbology in the music of talking to yourself like, you say you're a gangster, but let me see what you've done, because just saying you're a gangster, that don't impress me none. You know, just to say you're a gangster, you know, what are some of the things that you're doing to cultivate yourself, to begin to move yourself further, especially, I can't tell you guys, in this particular time that we're in right now and that we have been in, the origin. I've been talking about it so much, and now you hear all of these other teachers, and you hear all of these other occultists, and you hear all these other spiritual leaders. You hear NASA. You hear everybody talking about it. This is something that I was talking about last year, really kind of getting us ready to be prepared to be in this time of the origin. And you're going to hear more about that, and I'll be doing more parts to the origin show just to really show you guys that it's time for you to know your magic for real. Know it now and really get into that. Start living your life with a purpose. We're going to go to the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Plus one when you get on the phone line. And, yeah, press one. Press one. By the way, I want to also invite you guys, everybody who has a smartphone, if you have a smartphone, get yourself over to the Android app, Android market, and download the Remix Radio app. It is a gift that I gave you guys a couple of years ago, and I'm going to invite you to have it. It's all things the Remix there. And you can definitely just download it, and you can, you know, listen to the Remix show. It'll take you to the Kim line to hear the message that's up there. By the way, I'll be putting something else up there as well very soon this weekend. And all things blue, you can share your energy with me, send me an email straight. All of these things are done from right there in the app, and it's yours. It's a gift to you for being a magic maker, for being a part of the Remix family, for being a gangster. You can go check that out. All right, so let's go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 843. You're live in the Remix. Please tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Shayla, and I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings to you. You had a question for me?
Well, you know, I was just listening to the show, and you mentioned that you were doing readings, and so yeah. I didn't have a specific question, but maybe if,
yeah,
you know, you can do a
I want you. Yes, I can. It's no problem to do that, but I want you to step up and sort of be a gangster in your own life. Because there is a question you have, and you don't want Miss Blue, not with Miss Blue going wild, you don't want me fooling around and just all parts of your life. You really want to tell me what you want to get some insight and direction into.
Well, I guess I feel kind of like I'm, you know, sort of out of control or something, like, I kind of feel like I'm a bad person or something. Like, I don't really get along well with people in my life. You know, my coworkers, my family members, and even some of my friends. And you know, it's just I've been really doing some self-reflection lately, and trying to see, you know, what I can do to improve these relationships, because I don't want to be alone, and I care about people,
right,
but I feel a lot like I don't. For some reason, I can't, I don't know, I just, who I am is not who I don't convey, you know, who I truly am to people for some reason. I feel like I don't communicate well, or somehow there's some kind of disconnect.
Well, you know, I will tell you this, here's a couple of things I want you to begin to take a look at. The first thing that I want to tell you is that you definitely, and this is a great time for you to do this, you need to get more into feminine energy because you have a lot of masculine energy around you. And that masculine energy sometimes comes off in many different ways to people when you're connecting with them. And not being able to convey who you are from the inside out has a lot to do with things that have been going on earlier in your life. Because the truth is, what people really don't know about you is that you're very sensitive. So you really put up sort of this fake shield around yourself so that people aren't able to penetrate that. And a lot of that just really comes from situations that happened to you around the age of 8 years old. But, you know, really the truth is you're acting out very opposite in the world. And so some of the disagreements that you're having with friends and family, like I see there was something recently that just went on with a family member, sort of a disagreement, is because you want to know it all.
Oh.
You want to know it all. I didn't say you was a know it all. I said you want to know it all. You want to know it all. And so you have to begin to ask yourself really the question, what is it that you're searching for?
Okay. I mean, I really don't even know. I know that I do want to have, you know, I want to improve my relationship with people,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know, I just don't really
right.
know exactly how to do that.
Right. Well, one of the ways that you can improve your relationship with people is to be honest.
Okay.
Is to be honest. And quite frankly, when you're communicating with people, you're not honest. You're not honest about what you truly feel. You're not speaking your truth. But yet, everything that you get into an argument with them about is about something that has to deal with truth with you. So you feel that they're not telling the truth. They're not being honest. But all along, it's you not being honest. You're not telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So get more into feminine energy, you know. Do those things that you enjoy doing and stop trying to want to know it all, because information alone does not cause transformation. So even if we can say that you know it all, it doesn't necessarily guarantee you any form of transformation. Because that true alchemy, and this is something that the alchemists knew, it wasn't so much about turning lead into gold. They were the secret keepers. They understood the formula had to come from within. And you're still thinking there's a formula outside of you. And this is why you want to know it all. And so when you're meeting people, you're not being honest because you think somehow this is going to give you information for you to know it all. And that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So be honest. Get more into feminine energy. You need to meditate more. You need to spend some time with yourself. Dance more. You know, all of these things are what we would call feminine energy. And not try to do. And not try to no. All of that is masculine energy. You have a lot of gold light, which gold light is a masculine energy that is around you, a lot of gold light. One of the things that I could tell you that you can begin to work with is you can actually get you really a good stone for you to begin to work with. It's going to be the emerald.
Mm-hmm.
Is to get you an emerald stone, get you an emerald crystal, and begin to work with that. Because this is also going to be related to what we call the high heart. And opening up that portal of the high heart, which is connected to the thymus gland, this is where the center of love is. It helps that love communicate from your heart all the way through your communication portal, which is your throat, that emerald green. And so get you an emerald green crystal, clear the energy in it, then charge the energy in it, and then begin to meditate with it, hold it, and start to think about what is true for you. What is true for you in your life, and how do you see that communication coming out for yourself?
Okay.
All right. So work with that emerald green. That's a very, very powerful stone. It definitely helps to enhance your memory, and that's good. In ancient times, it was used as an antidote for poison, and we can look at this symbolically because there's a lot of poisonous thoughts that go on in your mind, and you have old thought patterns that you need to release from yourself. But one of the easiest ways that I've found in my work and studies of how we release old thought patterns is that we have to speak our truth. And so start speaking your truth. Come in feminine energy. Be able to receive a message from someone and be open to receiving that message. And then you won't have these problems with everyone in your life because you're sort of meeting them with your warrior side, that you're coming to take something from them. And I know that in your heart that's not what you want to do, but energetically you're coming to take because you want to know it all. So get to know you. That's the greatest question our ancestors left for us, know thyself. And when you focus on you and knowing you, you don't have to know it all.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right?
Thank
so
you.
Peace and love to you, and make sure you call back in and let us know how that goes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Jay Wood, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, greetings to you, Jay Wood, from Ohio.
Oh, greetings, Ms. Blue. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Jay Wood?
I'm pretty good.
Okay. What's your question, Jay Wood?
My question is, I've kind of been dealing with this young lady, And, I've been trying to, the situation is all kind of bad in a way. So, I was wondering if you could give me some insight on that.
Okay, so you're dealing with this young lady, and the situation is going a little bad.
It's not going bad. It's more like she's already in a situation. You know what I mean? She's already in a relationship, pretty much.
Can I ask you a question, Jay Wood? And I want to ask you this honestly, because you know tonight Miss Blue goes wild. So I want to ask you a really honest question. Do you really like women?
Yes.
Okay. So why do you think you have so many problems with them?
I really don't have problems with all of them, just some of them.
Mm-hmm. And so your question is about somebody who's already in a committed relationship with someone else. And
if I thought you was, yeah.
She's already in a committed relationship, so what's your question? What insight do you want me to give you? She with somebody else? What insight do you want? That you're going to be able to take her from her man?
Should I be doing this?
That's a question for you to answer. You know, and I would say if you even are thinking about that question, Jay Wood, here's the thing that I want to say to you. I mean, sometimes people are in situations, but who me? I'm not here to judge you about what happens and what goes on because different things happen for very different reasons. But if it is something that you're questioning, should you be doing this? What's the answer? I'm more concerned about your self-esteem because it seems like you're not activating your own willpower here. and you're just free-falling. So you like anybody who like you. That's the kind of dude you are. So any girl who like you, you like them. Doesn't matter what their situation is. It doesn't matter what they say to you. Come on now. Are you for real?
Kind of like that. I would say that clearly, but...
Yeah, you like anybody who likes you. So what do you like? Because you don't honestly know. That's why I asked you, do you really like women? You need to examine that. You need to examine that. And I'm saying that from a very honest and spiritual place. You need to examine that. Because just liking anybody who likes you, you don't know what you like yet. And this is where all the confusion and all of these things are coming in. Because you don't even know what you want. And it's not really for me to disclose that here for you because you've tussled with this in the dark with yourself. So go back and examine. What do you really like? And stop accepting whatever is thrown at you. And know that you're not free-falling in this world. That you get a say in your own life. Before you end up being somebody else's play toy. And I know you don't want that. I know you don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want you to begin to work with that, Jay Wood, so that you can sort of kind of bring up a lot of this energy and begin to question it for yourself, you know. Because you're free-falling right now, and that's not a good place. You're, you know, she's with somebody else. I mean, if you like it, I love it. How about that?
Okay. That's what, okay.
All right. Peace and love to you, Jay Wood. Peace and love.
Peace and love, Ms. Blue. Peace and love.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like from area code 682, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, peace and love, Kofi. This is Kofi calling from Texas.
Okay, Kofi, how you doing?
Kofi, how you doing?
I'm beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Enjoying the show.
Well, that's good. That's always good to do. So what is so for you this evening?
I'm keeping gangster. I just want to know, is everything going to work out? I have a daughter graduating this year. Finances have been kind of roller coaster the last couple of years. And I just make sure that I can set everything up.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, because you're not free-falling, we're not going to, you know, I'm not waving a crystal wand over here because there's many different possibilities that are out there for you that you can take advantage of. And the good thing is you already know what you got to do. You got a daughter that's graduating, and she's going to be graduating this year. Graduation time is right around the corner. And if you do nothing, it will not turn out well. If you do something, it will turn out well. So the first thing that you have to do is really kind of set the tone for your will. So what do you want to happen? Let's talk about that because you're playing a role in your own life. What do you want to happen?
I want her to be able to have the necessary things that she needs, like dresses and such and such, walk across the stage with a smile, have something for her for this summer, just let it go from there.
And that's beautiful. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You're a day and a dollar too short. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. It doesn't mean that you can't turn this situation around, but you are a day and a dollar too short. Because how old is your daughter?
She's 17 now.
She's 17 years old, so you knew this day was coming 17 years ago. And if you put a dollar a day for her, do you know how much you would have set her up for success now?
Yeah, so, I calculated.
I want you to understand that the way I do readings, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not here to dictate your life. It's really to give you back the power and show you that it's in your life, that you can do this. You have to understand this. And right now, we're really not even in a reading. This is just Miss Blue giving you some wisdom. Your daughter's 17. You knew eventually she was going to graduate.
Yes.
So now we got a couple of months, and you want to pull a rabbit out the hat and say, well, I want her graduation to go well. But what did you do to help make that, facilitate that to go well?
Absolutely.
Absolutely what?
I facilitated, but it's not been the standard that I look up to for myself.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, what did you do to facilitate this situation of her graduating? What have you done?
I have stepped in and done what I can. You know, I don't know, just by just everything, you know, clothes here, shoes there, fences here. But, you know, I haven't put anything back.
Well, here's what I want to ask you. What have you done to facilitate her graduation?
I've been there.
No, you've been there for her. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've been there, like, in the physical to talk to her, to help her with her homework, to take her to special events. Tell me what been there means.
I don't live in the same city, but I've been there for the homework. I've been there for the special events. I've been there for holidays. I've been there for church and things like this, not on an everyday basis. I've been there for phone calls, you know, talk, chat.
Okay. And do you think that's enough as a father?
In my eyes, yes, but, you know.
Anytime you say but, we go backwards. So which one is it? Is that enough?
I do. Yes. Yes, I absolutely have.
No, you think that's enough. That's enough. You feel it's enough.
I don't think it's enough.
Okay. So the reason I brought you to that question is it's not enough. So now here comes the question, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to pull out the screens. I'm going to have to get gangster with it, basically, and go out a rim.
And is there any reason you ain't got gangster with this the last 17 years? The only reason I say that to you is because if you ain't been gangster with it for 17 years, what's going to make you get gangster right now?
I mean, I have been there 17 years gangster with it. You know, finance has been roller coaster for the last 2 years. It just hasn't been right on that.
Okay. Point. Okay. So finances haven't been there, but you've been there. Your daughter is about to graduate, and so you got to do your part, because a part of being a parent is really to help provide for your child. That's the responsibility.
Yes.
No one gets to escape that. And if we do, then those children a lot of times come back, and they have to go through a lot of work in their own life as you're going through work in your life, trying to get over this. So I'm not telling you that there can't be hard times there, but you have to really begin to change sort of your point of entry, because you somehow still think that someone's coming to save your ass, and ain't nobody coming to save you.
No, they're not.
So when you say to me, what's going to happen? Is that going to turn out right? That would mean that somebody would have to come and save you. Nobody's coming to save you. You got to save yourself. And so you have to begin to start with what you want to happen. The dream. And we're in this perfect energy. This energy is on the planet at this particular time. Is that this is about you re-examining. Where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? What do you want to feel? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? These are things that you really have got to start taking a look at. Because if you're not asking yourself that question when you get up in the morning, then what you getting up for? So start there. Start from the position of asserting yourself more. I want to give you an animal totem to begin to work with, and that's the lion. And the reason I say the lion, because the lion teaches us a lot of different things. It really helps you take charge of being sort of the king of your own destiny, and so that you can shine in your own authentic light. You understand? So just imagine or pull out some pictures of a lion and really take him and do some vision quests with him. And the lion is also going to help you to really step into your own power and really sort of kind of exert your will, exert yourself coming forward. When I get into your aura is only 2 feet out. Everything is shut down in your energy. This has to get moved out. And I think we talked about this before. You've got to expand that energy. Work with the color red, because red is one of the fastest colors that move towards blue, if we're going to stay with the textbook definition of the chakras. And the blue is where the communication is. You've got to speed up your communication on all different levels. This is what's holding you back. You are not communicating. And so you have to begin to communicate that. You have to begin to get out there. The weather is changing. You live in Texas. You can get lawnmowers. You could tell somebody you can cut their grass. You could do this. Don't wait for somebody to give you something that you can give to yourself. Your daughter is graduating. It doesn't matter what it is. And I'm not telling you something that I don't know firsthand. Because as me, at one time in my life where I was almost homeless, and I've told this story like countless of times on the remix, I went out. I didn't look for anyone to give me anything. You can do it. You deserve to have a space here. One of the things that I want you to do is I want you to walk outside tomorrow and I want you to stomp on the ground and say, I deserve to be here. Because there's a big part of you that doesn't feel you deserve to be here. And you need to be here on the planet.
Okay.
You need to be here on the planet because you have work to do. You do. And this is just a stepping stone in the journey. But one thing I want you to take away, major thing, I want you to work with the lion, very powerful symbol. But one of the things I want you to definitely take away is that your ass ain't free-falling here.
Okay. You're right.
So when you get up, you need to move with a purpose. Move with a purpose. Wear some red. It's going to speed you up. I don't care if you wear some red boxers, put on some red socks, but you need to keep some red around you. Eat something red. Drink something red so you can remind yourself to speed the hell up and stop slow motion because that's only good in videos. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. That's how your energy moves. You in slow motion. You got to speed up. You got to speed up.
All right.
And everything will be all right if you make it all right.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
So call us back and let us know. Peace and love to you.
No, I will. Peace and love to you, too.
All right. Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 704. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, 704. Oop, hold on. 704, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Booth.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Michael. Caller from Charlotte.
Okay, greetings to you, Michael, from Charlotte. Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, a beautiful place. My, my, the memories. All right. Michael from Charlotte, what's good for you, Michael?
Well, I'm just having a little trouble getting things started. You know, like I get close to doing something, and all of a sudden something like, would just come up and just throw me back to square one.
Mm.
Wondering what am I doing wrong, or something is blocking me, or why is it blocking me, or why is it I just can't really just get it started?
Mm-hmm. Why you can't get it started? Well, one of the things, Michael, I will definitely tell you immediately. One, it has a lot to do with your perception, and a lot of these things started when you were about 5 or 6 years old. And it seemed like there was a lot of shifts going on in your life around that particular time frame. Spirit's kind of bringing me to that very early age. I'm going to say somewhere around 5 or 6. Do you remember what was happening in your life at that time?
Basically a childhood, just having, you know, living in a house with my mom, my grandparents, just a lot of people around me in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people coming and going.
Right.
Yes. And so there is some abandonment issues there, but that's not even your biggest problem. The main thing, Michael, for you is about perception. And also, you don't like to be a new beginner. And so one of the things that's key, if you know everything, nobody can teach you nothing. You can't learn anything. And a lot of times what happens is you come with that position that you already got this figured out. So it's more of the attitude of, yeah, I know, and then you don't know.
Right.
And yeah, also, say it again.
I see that happening a lot.
Yeah. And you got to know the difference between being ambitious, and being inspired. And sometimes you're just way too damn ambitious. You want to jump out there sort of butt naked and run around.
Right.
And then you discover, what the hell, I'm naked out here. I don't even know what I'm doing. And so it gives the impression that it's failure for you. But it's not really truly failure. You're just not preparing yourself. And you have a terrible self-talk. You talk to yourself, ooh, you talk real nasty to Michael. And you got to change that. You can't beat yourself up all the time. You can't do that. You can't keep beating yourself up. You have to really, really kind of get into the place where you can start to look at some of those things in your heart. I see that there's a business that you recently started, and you've pretty much wrapped it up as a failure, correct?
Correct.
It's not a failure, but you failed because you didn't do the necessary things. One thing I want to tell you, there is no shortcuts. Get it? There is no shortcuts. You want a shortcut, and then you think you know everything, but then you run out there butt naked. That's not a good look. There's no shortcut. Stop taking the shortcut. You have to follow the process, and that's a struggle for you. You just recently had a birthday?
Yes.
Oh, this is, damn it, Michael. Yes. You're in a very good cycle. the cycle that you're in right now, by the way, I know you have a birthday because I see a woman. She looks like she may be on your father's side, your grandmother, and she's holding a birthday cake. Is your grandmother still alive, or did she make her transition? She must have made her transition.
She made the transition a while ago.
Yes. Well, she has a birthday cake that she's holding up for you. And that's how I know your birthday just recently passed. And she's saying that you're a lot like your father. You don't think so, but she said you are. And you're trying to prove to him that you're a better man than he is.
Yeah.
That's what your grandmother's telling me. But in fact, she's saying y'all are the same. So stop trying to live your father's life and live your life. You don't need to prove anything to him. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. It's your turn to do you. Be your own gangster. Be your own inner gangster. You have a lot of support from your spirit guides and your ancestors. I see them all there with you, standing right there with you. And they're all cheering you on. Go, Michael, go, Michael, go, Michael. And your grandmother has this cake there. And she's holding this birthday cake, and she says, you know, you were so busy being damn busy that you didn't even really take time to celebrate your own birthday. Is that true?
Yes, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I know. So, Ashe, the grandma over there. She was a feisty little chick, too.
Yes, she was.
Yes. And she's there with you. But you got to kind of be a good student before you can be a teacher. And I know that's difficult for you. You want nothing better than to be able to throw something in your father's face and show him the man that you are. But anytime we do that to ourselves, know you're only looking in a mirror. So you got to start doing this for you. That has to be your driving force. You've let pain and disappointment be your motivation. So what's happening is you're sort of kind of coming to a plateau pace in your life where that pain and it's not, it don't carry the same weight no more. So now you don't have no steam to move yourself forward. You're looking for somebody else that you can, they did some shit to you so you can get motivated so you can go do something. That's old world order. Now we're in a time, not for everyone, but for a lot of us. If you're breathing, if you're healthy, if you have energy flowing through you, and your ass got access to the internet, you in a good place. Don't wait for the tragedy to happen. You know, I had this conversation with a brother once, and he was telling me, you know, a diamond gets formed under pressure. And I said, and a pearl grows under love. And in some parts of the world, and even for some diamonds, there are some pearls worth far more than any diamond could ever be worth on the planet. So know that you have to learn how to move yourself when absolutely nothing is going wrong in your life. You don't need an enemy to get up off your ass and go do what you got to do. That's old world order, that we can only move when tragedy strikes. This is what the work is about. This is what knowing your magic is about. It's about knowing your magic when things are going great. It's like knowing your magic when things are in chaos. If I know, I know. So leave your daddy alone. Focus on yourself. Sit down, get a plan, stop looking for shortcuts, and be committed to what you open your mouth and say you're committed to. And stop being like your daddy, because your daddy was a damn runner and a quitter, and that's what you do with all this shit you done started. You run, you quit. You run, you quit. So you don't want to be like him? Stop acting like him. That's what Miss Blue has to say.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah. Well, mainly because I thought I was nothing like him because I really didn't know him, you know. He was never around.
Wow. Yeah. But you already created his persona for him. Oh, you know exactly what he liked because you already created that for him when you were a very young boy. You created him. You know exactly what his ass is like.
Yeah, I do now. Well, a lot of people told me exactly what you just told me. You know, you just like him. How could I be just like him? I don't even know the guy.
You don't have to. You don't have to know him. It's a part of your soul group. So here's another thing that you can take with you, is that we have chosen our parents. We chose our parents because there's certain things that you need to do that is going to cause you to do certain things in this reality. So there you go.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Work with some indigo. It's a good color for you to begin to work with, the color indigo, because indigo helps influence the mental plane. It deals with the mind, and it's connected with the pineal gland. So work with indigo. You know, keep some indigo around you. Pick up some color swatches of indigo. Do some meditation with indigo and begin to look at it and focus on it. It's going to help you with your thoughts. Because that's what's really jacking your ass up, is thoughts. Stop taking shortcuts, stay committed to what you're doing, and stop worrying about proving anything to anybody.
Okay.
All right? And your nana is around you. She loves you. So there you go.
Okay. All right, Miss Melissa.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace
and love. All right, peace and love.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. All right, 404. Okay, we'll
hello.
Yes. Hello. Greetings, who's on the line?
It's Griff, Ms. Griff.
Oh, greetings to you, Griff. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
It sounded like you were talking to me the last call.
You know what, Griff? You know what?
I wanted to say, last time we talked a couple weeks ago, you was so on point. It was really scary. But I was calling, and I want to know, like, I'm through fucking life. Is you get an echo on your end?
It's probably, you know, my energy's a little crazy tonight, but let's see. Maybe it is. Go ahead. Let's see. What?
So,
go ahead.
So what I wanted to say was I'm really ready to see what's up with my gangster. So I wanted you to... just tap into that and just, you know, just lay it to, give it to me and just tell me the insight I really need, because I'm really tired of fucking around. I really need to do what I need to do. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, you said something earlier. You said last time I called in, you said last time you called in that I told you some things that was so on point that it was a little scary. Tell me, because I don't remember.
Just about old templates, basically, and that I need to grow up. And I'm not upset with my choice that I made to come where I came, but I really felt like I needed it because it really gave me that reflection that I need, and I felt like it really gave me something that I really need to see for myself to really know that, you know, I'm really still just running, like, basically. And that's what you were saying, and I'm just seeing the hands on. So. Hello?
I'm still here. Let me ask you a question, Griff. Are you colorblind?
No, not at all, no. You mean, do I just see in black and white?
Not necessarily. But I feel that sometimes, you know, you can be colorblind. And when I'm talking about colors, I'm not talking about skin tone like people, but I'm talking about literally being colorblind, like not being able to recognize different levels of vibration, because colors give off frequencies and they give off vibration. So I want to ask you, because you've done a lot of work on yourself, are you colorblind? Can you not feel, know, and understand vibrations?
I know, no, not well. If that's the case, then probably am, because I it seems like I know, but I don't want to know. It's like I know the stove hot, but let me try it anyway. And put my hand in the grease. You know, I know it's hot, but I don't know why I just keep walking. I'll do that. And if that's how we're gonna look at it, then I probably am colorblind, because I'm really hard headed. I just, you know.
No, I really want you to give some thought to that, to understand energies. Understand vibrations, understand the universe, understand your own vibration when you're up, when you're down. Understand that. Like, how do you navigate in your world? If you're colorblind, how are you navigating? What are you using? I know what you're using, but I want you to tell me what you're using.
I don't know, Mitchell. I don't know what I'm using.
You're using your conscious mind. Do you consider yourself to be a thinker?
Yes, I do. But I know I contradict it, because I don't give myself.
Well, hold on. What does it mean to think?
What does it mean to think? To to go through information, just to decipher information.
That's what you do when you're thinking. You do that. That's a part of what happens when you think. What does it mean to think?
What you mean with thinking? Come up with the best suitable solution, right?
That's what happens, or part of the process of thinking. It's okay. So you're a thinker that doesn't know what it means to think. But I want you to stay here with me. And I want you to pull that question about being colorblind to the front of your consciousness so that you can understand that you're walking through this reality colorblind. You're not paying attention to the vibration and the energy. Tell me what you love about women.
What I love about women? Really the ability to create and the stamina and the softness. I love women. I love them to death.
Do you respect them?
Yes. I have disrespected them in the past, but on the whole, I respect them a lot. I have a lot of respect for them.
Do you consider yourself to have any feminine qualities?
I know how to use I know how to access that part of my brain, I feel. I like, you know, when it comes
to... Then, if you can use that part of your brain, then you wouldn't be colorblind. Because...
Right, sure.
I want you to understand that color is the spiritualization of sound, vibration, energy. All of that goes together. All of those things go together. All of this study, all of this work, all of these things that you're doing. You can't think them. That's a part of the process. You have to be able to take them in with your senses. That's why we say, you must have common sense and what you're lacking is common sense, which often is equated to feminine energy. So anytime we start to talk about thinking, we see the man, the thinker, masculine energy. And that's true. But you've got to start using common sense.
Okay.
Stop being colorblind. Take the information that you have and do some real damn alchemy. Otherwise, the only thing it does is it stays in the front part of your brain. It's no good to you. Absolutely no good to you. Do you know where your spirit is? Where's your spirit? People always talk about how damn spiritual we are, but where is your spirit? Where is it at in your body? Where's your spirit at?
In my heart.
No.
Well, I don't. Okay, where is it? I don't think I know.
Your spirit moves all through your body. One place it's not is in your mind. You have a lot of air energy in you. And when I'm doing readings, I read people's air energy. Because, see, what you guys get from me here is just a mini reading. I don't even call them mini anymore because if you're very focused, you can take a lot from this. But you have a lot of air energy. And two things I know about people with air energy, and when that shit becomes out of balance, and I'm not talking about your astrological sign, because I don't work on that level with this energy. But I'm talking about the elements, because we're made up of all the different elements. And you have a lot of air activity. And so when your air energy comes out of balance, here's some things you feel. You feel trapped. You feel stuck. And you feel like you can't move forward. You feel like your breath is being taken away from you.
Sure.
That's a lot of air energy. Do you know what happens when we say someone has too much air in their head? What do we call them? What do we call people with too much air in their head? What do we call them? A airhead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you sound like right now. A airhead. You got way too much air in your head. Now, on the spiritual side, air is connected with the intellect. When that energy is balanced, then you can shift things from left to right. But here's something else I want you to keep in mind, Griff, that true hearing doesn't even come in through the damn ears. It comes in through your heart. You don't hear with your ears. You hear with your heart. You are being an airhead. So everything is in your head. This is why you can't see. This is why you can't hear. This is why all this stuff that you're doing, you still find yourself coming back to the point of embarkment. It's like having sex and not getting to come. You got to feel jacked up. It's like you done had sex 20 times and you ain't got a chance to come. Because you've got to do the alchemy for real. Anybody can regurgitate words. Anybody can repeat some hot shit. Anybody can jump up and down and say, I got it, I got it. Ooh, that's good, that's good. I got it, I got it, I got it. That's why I played that song in the beginning. You say you a gangster, but that don't impress me none. See, because you got to do some gangster shit. You say you know your magic? Do some magical shit. Because saying you know your magic, that don't impress me none. And I'm speaking for you. That's what your higher self is saying to you. That don't impress me. So you got it. You got all the books. You've taken the classes. And you done got enough readings from me. That you done got it. So I'm left with only two choices. And that is, one, your ass is colorblind. And two, you're airhead. I know you walk around like this thuggish brother and you got this real, you know, future kind of vibe about you. And the women all on you because you all sexy and everything. I see you over there. You know, Griff all sexy and everything. You know, he walking around like Future. I need love and affection. That's what he's saying. He's singing Future,
funny.
I need love and affection.
That's too funny.
Yeah, because you know it's too true.
Oh, that's true. No, it's...
But here's the truth of the matter. Your ass is an airhead, and you're colorblind.
No future.
So now, you've got to start to really, really process this shit. Make it real for you in your everyday life. When you get up, when you start your day, you have to begin to go back and do that self-reflection for real. Otherwise, this is just a bad form of masturbation. You know, it's like masturbating and your mama catching you. Like, that ain't cool.
Yeah.
And you can do it. You can do it. Get some of the air out. I need you to get into meditating. I don't care if you give me 1 minute. I don't care if you give me 2 minutes. You have got to meditate at least twice a day. You've got to do it. You have got to be able to connect with the higher part of yourself. Say it again.
I'm too fucking loud. This is just for me. You know, I don't know, and I say it a thousand times. And I make a lot of promises I don't keep, but this one,
this one you're going to keep? You say you a gangster. That don't impress me much. I want to see you do some gangster shit, for real. Like, when you get up in the morning, really start to live and walk and be the God that you are. Because you're starting to look like a crippled old man. You're colorblind. Your ass can't hear. You're an airhead. But you look like Future.
I know,
ain't nothing wrong with Future. Future's a sexy brother. But anyway, we're not talking about him. We talking about you.
I got it, Big Blue.
All right. So, I definitely would love for you to call back in and let us know what you've done.
Right. And next time you hear from me, Miss Blue, that's exactly what it'll be. I know my power because I can get through this phone like no other. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. You sure can.
Like you said, I got everything. So, you know, it's really nothing else to really be said. It's really go time, so. Next time you hear from me, it's
going to
be some real alchemy.
Yes, do the real alchemy. You know, and this is why this is such a powerful statement, and I'm going to let you go because I know you're ready to go. But why it's such a powerful statement when we say you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. See, we can give out all of this information. Guests can come on the forums. You guys can take all of these classes. You can jump up and down and do cartwheels and flips and splits. But if you're not doing the alchemy, then what's it all for? Because if you can't live this in your life, then we're really, really kidding ourselves. And not only that, you're not moving yourself forward. And it's not to say that sometimes we don't have to go back and regroup because we go through different stages and different phases. We go through these things in our lives. And this is the purpose of the readings. This is what this is about. This work of the readings is really, really the magical shit. You understand? But the session isn't over when I hang up the phone or when you get off the line. The session is really your life. That's your life. See, because your life work is where you show and prove your gangsta. And it's different for all of us. So by no means, I don't want you to get it twisted. Whatever that is, whether that's you playing basketball, whether that's you jumping up and down on the corner, the only thing I'm saying is be the best fucking jumper up and down you can
be. Exactly. I feel that.
And be happy with doing what you say you want to do. But don't be a raisin in the sun. Don't get dried up. Don't get dried up. Don't get dried up with knowledge. Don't get dried up with the hype. I mean, you could stay out there in the regular world and have that happen to you. You definitely don't need to come and get any of this information, this knowledge to do that with. So it's just time for you to do it for real, you know, and you have done some things. You have. You definitely have. So give yourself that credit for taking the steps to acknowledge that you need that. But now you need to do the alchemy for real. Process it for real. And own it and walk forward. Own it. This is the perfect time. Like I said, this energy that's on the planet right now, you know, we have this energy. It is about those things of the future. Sit down and start to really see yourself. Do some mirror work. And I'm going to give out a mirror exercise before the end of the show. But do some mirror work. Stand in front of the mirror. And really begin to look at yourself. And then begin to start to move from there. Sometimes it's time for your ass to just be still, too. We got to appreciate that there is power in doing absolutely nothing. It's just not forever. So, be a gangster. Meditate twice a day and begin to work with that energy. Yeah. And then call back in and let us know. Peace and love to you, Chris.
Thanks. Bye, I love you.
You're welcome. I love you, too. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 973. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 973?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Joaquin calling from New Jersey.
How okay, Joaquin. I'm good. Joaquin, how are you?
I'm all right. Well, I'm going to keep it real, gangster, and tell you, I'm trying to find out what's going on with the finances. Trying to move.
You're trying to move. Interesting enough, a house came up for you.
Oh, all right.
Okay, you're trying to move. Joaquin said he's going to keep it real, gangster. He's trying to find out about the finances. It would take a Joaquin to call in about finances. Okay, Joaquin, I know what you're calling in about. You want to know if you're actually going to have enough money to be able to do this move and maintain where you're trying to stay.
True. Exactly.
Yeah, Joaquin, two things. One, you already know you don't have enough money to do what you're trying to do. One.
Exactly.
However, exactly. Here's what I do see, Joaquin. Over the course of the next 11 days, you're going to get another opportunity, and it's going to be not exactly where you in the same area that you wanted, but close to that particular area, and it's going to fit a little bit more into your budget. But this is what's going to be critical for where you are right now. You've got to clean house. You got to clean up.
Well, it's funny. I've been doing that lately.
Yeah, but you really need to be focused on that, because otherwise what's going to happen, and I want you to understand this, is that everything is energy. And when it comes to different things and things in your house, the space that you were staying in, you deem that to be not a good space for you.
It's kind of small.
It is kind of small, but you deem it wasn't a very good space for you. But the truth of the matter is you kind of neglected your things inside the space. And so, you know, what you don't want to do is move into a bigger place and have the same thing happen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, you know, you're kind of in a situation where you're being forced out of one place and you're trying to find another.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so here is what I will tell you about that is you want to make sure that you leave that place in the best conditions that you can. And the reason for that is because you're going to need sort of that's going to come back up again. That reference of why you're staying there, you can come up and say whatever you want to say, but it's going to come back up again. And one thing that you don't want them to say is that you left the place nasty. Trust me, that's going to make all the difference in the world for you. So don't leave the place nasty. You need to find you some boxes, Joaquin, and not put things in. I see a whole bunch of black trash bags.
Oh, you said don't put things in it? I just be throwing stuff, man. I don't know. I'm trying to get out of that. Well, I am getting out of that habit right now, just throwing stuff away that's too old and just stop hoarding stuff.
Yeah. You want to do that. You really want to do that because you're in a cleansing time. So it's going to be a lot of things, Joaquin, that pass in and out of your life at this time. I do see that it is going to be a little rocky. There's a particular place that you're looking at, but you really just don't have the finances to be able to move into that. But I do feel in 11 days that situation is going to open up for you. Incidentally enough, let me ask you, are you still in contact with your grandmother?
I don't know, it depends. My father's side, yeah, my mother's side, no.
Yeah, your father's side. You need to call her and get some insight and wisdom from your grandmother. And what about your mother?
She's passed. My grandmother, on my mother's side, she's passed.
Not on your mother's side, on your father's side.
Oh, what about her?
She's,
I'm close by her. You know, I'm not far from her.
Yeah.
I don't see her on the regular like that, though.
You need to call her. You need to call her and let her know what's going on.
All right. That's on my father's side, my grandmother.
Yes, your grandmother. That's what I said, your grandmother on your father's side. You need to call her. She has some words of wisdom for you that really is going to help you in this situation. And I want you to think about the day that they told you to be out. Know that that day is going to come a lot faster than you can imagine.
All right.
Okay?
Yes,
so get you some boxes and don't put things in black plastic trash bags. Don't do it.
All right. I appreciate that, Ms. Blue, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So 11 days, I see things will open up very well for you. Very well for you.
All right.
All right. Make sure you call back and let us know.
I will. I will. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Peace and love.
Bless. Bless.
Bless. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Call him from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Hi,
okay.
Who's on the line?
I'm calling from New York City.
Yes. What part of New York City?
The Bronx.
Oh, you're calling from the Bronx.
The
one
Bronx.
One of my favorite places I like to visit in the physical and the astral realm.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Anyway, long
by?
Story.
Okay.
Another story. Okay, so, what's so for you? What's your name, please?
My name is Anne.
Ann.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ann. So what's so for you, Ann?
Okay, well, I was just listening. It's almost as if you just, I just literally pressed in. I wasn't sure. Okay, so I was having one of the same issues as the gentleman who just spoke in regards to wanting to move out of state, or I've been looking for work here in New York City, but nothing really has been coming through for a little while now, and I was wondering maybe if I should just move to another country, or is it another state, or, you know, being still. I was listening to what you were saying earlier, I feel like I've been still. And, you know, work comes, work goes, but nothing really consistent and steady for me to really just move from the space where I am right now, which is not actually my space. And that was a concern for me.
Well, I'll tell you this. I definitely think a move would be good for you. Actually, really, really great. I know you thought about taking sort of a position outside of the country through some sort of program.
No, I haven't found the program yet. I was thinking, like, listen, look into it and try.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You were thinking about it.
Yes, I was.
And one of the places you're thinking about moving is in the Carolinas?
I visited North Carolina before. I thought it was pretty nice, but I wasn't sure about really heading south. I don't know, for some reason I have a small issue moving south, and my mom is still located in New York City, so I didn't know if I should just, you know, blow the whole thing, like, listen, take you, yourself, your child, and just move. She'll be fine, or just stay somewhere close within a two-hour distance from your mom.
So you're thinking about moving somewhere, like, you're talking about outside of New York, the boroughs or something of that? Because I kind of see you all over the place. You said outside the state, maybe outside the country.
I just don't want to make a bad decision because at this point I do have a child and I don't want to kind of like put her in a situation where it's helter-skelter. It needs to be definite.
Well, then, so here's the thing. If you stay and you don't have a job, guess what you did?
Yes, exactly.
That seems fair. Fair to think of it that way.
Yes, it does.
Definitely a move outside of the state looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I do see that if there's an opportunity for you to leave the country, that would be great. But you're not going to want to do that. You know, when you say maybe looking at some of the places, some of that's nearby, like Virginia, moving
Maryland,
sort of
D.C.,
that, the D.C. area. That's another good area for you energetically. It'll work out for you. But one of the things that you have not been steadfast in doing is really kind of putting yourself out there. It's almost like somebody, you know how striptease do striptease dance and they kind of shake their leg and then bring it back? That's what you do. You kind of say, yeah, I want to do it, but then you bring your leg back. You either have to do the striptease or you don't, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, right now you kind of like, I want to strip, but I really don't want to take it all off.
Okay.
So you have to really just kind of put your energy out there. I do see the Carolinas would be an excellent place for you. Also somewhere in the Virginia area, like you said, close to D.C. because all of that Washington, D.C. area is kind of good, but not you living in D.C. or anything. I would see you living more in the Virginia area. What kind of work do you do, more social service?
I'm a health educator. I'm a dancer, actress.
Oh, that's where the stripper came from.
You know what?
Okay, great. All right, I've seen that. Wow. Oh, she didn't want to tell y'all Magic Makers she's a stripper. She didn't want to tell y'all that. I knew that stripper came up for a reason.
Oh,
I ain't seen that stripper girl in a minute.
Oh, not since 9 years.
Okay, so two things. A lot of opportunities there, even in the Virginia area. For a lot of headquarters where it comes to different telecommunication and broadcast.
Really?
In that particular area. Yeah, do your homework. TV One, all of that stuff, Kathy Hughes. all they ask is live up there. That's really some good energy. BET even have one of their major sets and everything up there. So it's a lot of opportunities if that's the direction you want to go into. And even when you say you're a health educator.
Yeah, a health educator and a holistic healthcare consultant. And that has not been working here in New York. It's just like, you're who? What? No.
Well, I'll tell you that. Know that that's not going to change no matter what location you go to. That is something that you're going to have to get out there and really do. If I had to go into your passion, oh, God, don't let me say it on air.
Oh, God.
It has to do with the whole acting stripper thing. You really like that, and you're good at it.
I am.
You really are.
I knew you were going to say that. It's true, though.
Yeah. And,
oh, wow.
And, you know, there is a way that you can really incorporate that modality, you know, maybe get more into the tantric and, you know, things of those natures that really sort of kind of brings those things out. But you're actually really good at it. Really, you are. And I know that that's a big part of where your passion is. You do want to stay on the health aspect and you want to help people.
Who don't want help, but yeah.
Yeah, you want to help, you want to take your leg out, you want to go back. You know, you want to
help, you put
things.
Your leg out, and then, you know, you help again, you put your leg out.
So
it's time to just put my leg out.
Yeah, it's time for you to kind of put your leg out there a little bit. I really think a move is in order for you. Right now you're coming to a place in your life where you want to see something different and sort of what I call the daredevil phase. Because you really want to prove that you can do it. And this is not about you proving to anyone else. You want to do that for yourself.
Yes, for myself.
Yeah, and that's
time.
Yeah.
It's time.
For
I
yourself.
Tell my daughter all the time, it's time to run away.
But don't run away. Don't run away.
Yeah.
Do some vision quests. And here's what I want you to use. You know, you can put on some music or whatever. And I want you to imagine yourself walking into a room with the lights off and cutting on the lights. And then once you cut on the lights, I want you to imagine what you see, your new life, your new place, how that looks, how that feels energetically for
you.
Yes. And really begin to get into that energy. So do a lot of vision quests. Mm. It's a good one to do with children as well. I give them out sometimes for the children readings. So you can have your daughter do it too. And then begin to journal afterwards, you know, write down, you know, it's a lot of power in the written word, you know, words that are written. So afterwards, you know, sort of kind of write that down and see what that feels like for you energetically. And involve your mother in the process too. You know, don't make it sort of seem as though, because right now it's kind of one of those unspoken secrets. She knows you want to leave, but you don't kind of put it out there. So you're going to need to be a little bit more open about what it is you want to do. And like I was saying earlier tonight in the show, this is the perfect energy to sit down and really start to begin to map out your blueprint for what you want to do. And get into dreaming, get into fantasy, get into role-playing. You've got to pull those energies back out of yourself. You become way too analytical. And this is even why your healthcare and stuff is not working, because you didn't go into this profession to be a holistic practitioner to try to act like a damn doctor, because you could have went to medical school.
Right.
It's not the same thing. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's not the same thing at all. So loosen up, you know, go put on one of your little outfits and dance around, and then do some channeling, because you have very good channeling energy. And so you're able to channel things in. Use that. Use it through your dance. This is when a lot of things come in for you, is when you're in that space and you're sort of kind of just freely moving your body around. So you got to use those things to begin to pull that energy back up in you.
Right, and I haven't been doing that for about a year or two now. So
yeah,
I really need to start doing that.
You need to get back in there.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Anne.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
Much love to you. I knew that stripper showed up for a reason. See, they was all looking at me like, ooh, Miss Blue goes wild tonight.
Oh, Lord, yes. Okay, the stripper's back.
There you go, but in a very holistic way.
In a very holistic way. I'll involve my mom because she'll be glad to hear the news, but the first question is going to be, so where are you going, who are you going with, and how are you going to get there, and where's the money? I already know.
There it is.
Yes. Nah,
that's it. It too shall come. So peace and love to you. Come back and let us know how everything
yes,
is working out.
Yes, I will.
Out. All right?
Yeah, I'll be looking into that. Thanks again.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, you guys. 38 minutes left to go in the forum. Before we go to the after hours, how are we out there doing? Miss Blue Goes Wild. So we've had all kinds of people come on the show. Airheads, strippers. What else have we had? Know-it-alls. Want to know it all. Let's see who's next going to the phone lines, calling in from area code 909. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Sharon from California.
Okay, greetings. What's your name again, sweetie? I didn't catch it.
Sharon.
Sharon?
Sharon.
Shirley?
Hello?
Yes.
Sharon.
Okay, I still can't hear you. It doesn't matter. I probably will jack it up. It's Sharon.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Oh, my goodness. I felt like you were speaking another language. I probably caught you in a past life because I was not hearing anything close to that. All right,
oh,
so what's so for you this evening?
Okay, so I think because I wasn't sure what to ask because I had so many questions. So, of course, I went to my KYM deck.
You went to your chin bag. There you go.
Yeah. The full cards on what to ask. And then I came up with the card, Miss Blue. So I think that's a meaning for Miss Blue Go Wild.
You said what now?
I chose I did the KYM spread, and the last card I chose was Miss Blue.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
Yes. So, you know, the first one was Follow Your Heart, then Fogville, then Miss Blue. So I am thinking, I am intuiting that saying, let Miss Blue give you a reading.
Ah, okay. Well, beautiful. I pulled the card for you from the Kim deck, and I came up with Fogville. And so Fogville. You know, this
I've been pulling
working.
That a lot, too.
Yeah, this energy is around you, and it's beautiful energy. The Fog Veil is card number 6 in the Kim deck. It's about heart's desires. It's about the unseen and about shift. So tell me, because, you know, our last caller did some work in the holistic health healing, and I feel that this is an area you're looking into, too.
Yeah, the last caller is my friend.
oh, damn it. I'm just, what, 0 for 0. I'm hitting them all tonight, boy. This Blue Goes Wild. Yeah, and so you're looking into this particular area, too, to do some holistic healing and some health care?
Yes, I'm just, because since I had my baby's 3 months, my life is...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I have a new life now, new beginnings, and everything that I was doing before is just not going to work now. I'm turning 40 in a couple of months, and this is my late to life baby, my oldest being 18, and I'm just like, okay, I just started all over again, and I'm hearing that from everybody. Oh, you started all over again. I can't believe you started all over again. Okay, I did. And so now I'm like, well, what do I do now? You know, I'm a new mom, a new beginning. I want a new career. I want to do something where I can support my 3 children now, you know, and my new baby, you know, since he'll be growing up with me in my later life. So those are just, you know, I'm just in a very confused state, and I do feel like there's a veil of fog over. And I'm not sure.
Okay, okay. Well, yeah. if you're open to this, and I know you are, I want to give you another way to look at that veil. And I also want to give you a goddess I want you to begin to work with, and that's the goddess Offset.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the goddess Offset?
Yes.
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 Okay, so the goddess Offset, if you notice, she sometimes is depicted with a veil covering her face. And so there's a lot of speculation out there about what this veil is. But here's one of the things that we know. That veil shows up a lot of times when it comes to dealing with feminine energy and women in many different roles that we play. So we have the goddess Offset, who is the divine mother, and she sits very eloquently, and sometimes she has her baby on her lap, suckling from her breast. The baby Haru, and the veil is covering her. Then we also see later depicted, which is connected with that same particular energy, which is the same energy. You remember way, way back in the day, nurses used to wear these little caps on top of their head, and they used to pin the little caps on. Well, those caps later turned out to be bridal veil.
Mm.
It's the same veil. It's the same cap. It's the same veil. So those who are behind or on the other side of the veil are able to see things from many different perspectives and understand that energy from many different points of view, many different angles. And so right now, this fog veil that you have is sort of kind of making things of the future somewhat sort of kind of not clear for you. Because really this is more of a divine way of spirit saying that it's time for you to be very present in the moment. Because if everything was clear, you would be completely somewhere else. Right now, you need to focus. It's almost like driving. If you've ever took a drive on a day when fog is very, very heavy, you have to drive very slow because you can only see 2 or 3 feet ahead of yourself at a time. And so this is really a divine way for us to begin to recognize our energy and to know that we need to slow up a little bit. So take things in steps. By step, instead of trying to see the whole picture, because sometimes we get so engulfed into the future that we miss sort of the intricate details of the present. And as we know, the present is what is actually creating the future.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to begin to think that you're doing something wrong by not seeing a clear picture for yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. And I thought about it when I was taking care of my baby earlier and giving him a bath. Everything, you know, is so detailed and so slow. And I was like, gosh, you know, my life feels like it's just stopped, you know. And my days are just very slow and very scheduled to what I need to do to provide for him. But it's very simple. And I have so much time to think and write.
Yes, and that's a good thing. You know, all of those things are good. So that's what I'm telling you. That veil is there to slow you down so that you can sort of kind of cherish these times that we're in. Work with the goddess Offset. She is the divine mother. And she loves working with mothers, new mothers. And here's something I want you to strike from out your vocabulary, out of your mind for the rest of your life. Don't ever let anyone tell you that because you had a baby, you're starting all over again.
Thank you.
That's not so. That's not so at all. Not at all. Absolutely. You're not starting all over. What you've done is just rejuvenated yourself. You've really taken yourself to another level. And so that baby is sort of a blessing of a part of you because this child gets to have something that every child gets from their mother and from their father. And your child has the opportunity of being able to get a part of your collective conscious.
Mm.
You've grown. The woman you were 18 years ago, you're not that same woman today.
Thank you. Because it's like every time people would say that to me, I felt like it would just...
Yeah, exactly. How dare you? No, I wouldn't feel good if somebody said, girl, you starting all over? You know, this is not Drake. I started from the bottom. Now we're here. You're here. You're already at the top. And so this is just an addition to your work, your life's work. When we have babies as women, and even as men participating in this process, that's a part of your life work. That goes down as a part of your life work.
Wow.
And not many people on the planet can create life. We take that for so granted. And we've been taught socially as people, particularly black women, that we should feel bad for giving birth. We are the only culture that we make each other feel miserable for bringing life into this world.
Exactly.
If we are supposed to be the divine mothers and fathers of this planet, and we have that very sacred Black Moon. And this is where all life comes through. Then why is it a bad thing if we choose to allow ourselves to be that vessel, that portal for giving life?
Yeah.
You know? That's not a bad thing. That's a decision that you made. A beautiful one, and your baby chose you to reincarnate back and to come back through. He chose you and said, that's going to be my mother right there. That chick right there walking down the street with them pumps on, that's going to be my mama, y'all.
Oh, how beautiful.
That's who I'm rocking with.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Blue.
Yeah. So, no, celebrate the fog veil. Celebrate it. Go online, get some pictures of Isis with the veil, and take those pictures with you into meditation. Study the mythology of the goddess Aset or Isis.
Yeah.
Study that, because it's a lot of lessons that we can learn in there, particularly when it comes to motherhood, when it comes to our children, when it comes to unconditional love for ourselves.
Okay.
So by no stretch of the imagination.
So maybe I should feel like an offset altar, you think?
Well, you can. I'm just not a fan of building altars just to be building them. If you're inspired to do that after you go through the story and you start to study that, I want you to do that. I am more concerned for you making your whole house your altar, your baby's room your altar, your room your altar, your living room your altar, your kitchen your altar. That's what I'm concerned about being an altar. Because as soon as you cross over in that threshold and you walk into your sacred space, you're in an altar. I don't care how small and I don't care how big, every square foot, every inch, every corner is a part of your altar.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Good stuff. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. And peace and love to you. And kiss them big old cheeks of that baby boy for me.
I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Oh, how beautiful was that? That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
Yeah, you just, yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Tennessee? Okay.
Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee. So what's good for you, Loretta? What's good?
Well, just talk to me. I guess I need some advice or card reading or something. Just tell me something. Because I'm still having some issues, and I want to just see where to go from there. I mean, I have some intuitions, but I guess I need some reinforcement.
Okay. okay,
you
said what?
I said you laugh a lot. But that's
I
good.
Do. You know, laughter is good for your soul. It's good for your spirit. I love to laugh.
Yeah,
you know. It's good. Yeah, I laugh a lot.
I
really don't laugh as much as I'm really laughing because some of this shit is just great funny.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you.
Trust and believe. This is some funny shit sometimes. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, tell me about what area that you need some, and I don't give out advice, and I know you just kind of loosely use that word, but I don't give advice. I don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, let's see. I have some people kind of advising me, and, I have some mixed emotions about two of them because I'm at a standpoint, I've been dealing with some depression and kind of paralyzed at this moment a little bit. I'm just trying to shake myself to get out of it. And I've been dealing with people giving me advice on some things, but yet I've been unable to really just go out and really take on what I need to take on for myself. It's almost like I'm at a standstill, and it's because of the way that I am, the way I guess I'm paralyzed almost. I don't know what other word to use at this point because of what I've gone through, and I just need some direction. Somebody is supposed to be helping me, but I'm not sure if this person has my best interest at heart. And it actually is a business that's supposed to be directing my path, where I'm unable to do it. And I just have some mixed emotions going through my head right now. And it's been for a while, but I've been excusing it, just trying to get over that hump. And yesterday I did write a letter to that person to express what I haven't heard, why I've been missing.
Okay. All right. Okay, I think I got the gist of it. Thank you for that.
Okay.
You see why I don't give out advice?
Yeah, I know. It can be difficult.
You see why I don't give damn advice. You done sat here and told us all of this shit about everybody giving you advice
and
what exactly
kind of crippling
is
me a little
happening.
Bit. Yeah, it's crippling me a little bit. Kind of put me in a little
too
more.
Too funny.
Okay.
Well, here's a couple of things. So the first thing I want to say to you is this. Here's what I will tell you, that nobody can do for you what you can do for yourself. And instead of you waiting on all of these people to do these things for you, why don't you do something for yourself? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what they tell you. It doesn't matter what they advise you. You still got to do the work. And that's what you don't want to do. And so every time something comes up, you're paralyzed, you got stuttering problems, your head hurt, your back hurt. I feel like singing that song. What is it called? My neck, my back. You know, it's like something is always going on. Something is always happening to you.
Yeah.
that gets you in the position
where
you find a way to back out of your own responsibility.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'm not going to, you know, I don't like to mix sugar with shit, even though they both S's. And a lot of times I look at things and I look at people and I see both sugar and shit mixed together. It's not a good combination, I promise you. But you got to separate your sugar from your shit and start taking responsibility for yourself. That's critical for you. That's critical. You still with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking it in.
So you've got to take responsibility for yourself. You're waiting for everyone else to do this for you, and they're not. So can I believe that there are some people taking advantage of you? Of course. Who wouldn't? You're a willing participant. But what they don't know is that you ain't going to do it anyway. See, I know that. So I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time with you because I know you ain't going to do it. You're not. But here's what I want to tell you, is that's okay. Because you got to recognize where you are with yourself. And right now you're in the position where you really don't want to do anything. So I say, go grab you a lollipop. Get you some fruit juice, and they have, you know, lollipops that are good for you. Go outside, get you some sun. Go to the park and find a swing set and swing and swing and swing and swing and swing until your body connects with that vibrational frequency that pulls your energy back in, and you can feel your heart racing. Because you, my sister, has forgotten what it feels like to be alive. And until you get that, ain't no advice, ain't no psychic, ain't no reading. There ain't shit out here that can help you. So go to the park. The sun will be shining. Find a swing. Bring a friend, one of those friends that want to give you all that damn advice, and tell them to give you a good push. And I want you to swing and swing and pull your legs back just like when you were a child. And once you feel your heart racing, I want you to sit with that moment and close your eyes. And I guarantee you, once you feel that energy move through your body, you will be able to use what is called common sense. And you'll be able to discern the sugar from the shit. There you have it. There you have it. All right? And I want you to come back and let us know about how that swing went. You know, it's going to be a whole lot of these magic makers out there listening to this show. They ass is going to be out there swinging on swings. You know,
trying to get their meditation on.
That's right. No, this ain't no meditation.
I get you.
This ain't a meditation. This is some really being able to feel your spirit and know that you're alive.
Right. I hear you.
To feel it for real.
I actually came home. I'm usually never in the dark. And tonight when I got home, I actually turned the lights off and had everything off and just kind of, you know, praying or thinking, and then I finally turn on some music to listen to. But, yeah, and I never have my lights off. I'm pretty scared, but I had them off.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's unusual for me. So because I understand exactly what you're saying, so I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to do more than understand. I want you to do it.
Okay.
And I know you will. So peace and love to you. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you also.
All right. And make sure you call back and let us know, because I'm telling you, I want to see all them people out there swinging, because they're going to be swinging. It's going to be a lot of grown asses in the playground with the children tomorrow.
Don't let me go. I would like to continue to listen until you.
Okay. No. I'm not gonna ever let you go. You only leave on your own. It's the remix. You come and go on your own.
Okay.
So
all right,
hold on.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Woo! Peace and love to you guys out there. Miss Blue Goes Wild. That's the name of the show tonight. We're going to listen to another song here, and then we're going to take some calls, because I see all of you guys on the phone lines, and we're going to get to that and and see what else that you gangsters got going on out there.
With my heart on my sleeve, don't act like that's a disease. Need y'all to bear with me, please. I just say what I see. We all just chasing and drinking in the land of the free, while we paying a fee to stay on its concrete. Well, price of your room, but the first of the month we all pay. I do. When the rain falls, don't rain on a few. When the sun shines, don't shine just on you. I don't know the monsters you knew, but I'm trying to forget the ones I met you. Maybe you can help me. Maybe I can help you. Just to share some laughs, avoid the broken glass. Have I met you in the past? In the life that I lived last, you know they go too fast. God knows they go too fast. Well, I don't know the monsters you knew, but I'm trying to forget the ones I met you. Maybe you can help me. Maybe I'ma help you. You look at me and
All right. That was Mira by the same artist, Cat Dahlia. And I really, really, really love that song. And I also love that artist. And she's just amazing, amazing new artist, like many of them coming up. A lot of you who have sent me some of your stuff as well, too. So I'm really, really enjoying that. And also enjoying the share here live in the remix. And, wow, still got many of you guys on the phone lines to go. And we have about 8 minutes left to go in the forum. We'll be getting into the after hours. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And, yeah, that's all you got to do. So we're going to keep going. We're on the phone lines. You better get on the phone lines for the rest of you who don't get a chance to get in. Don't forget Sunday night show coming up. We have Dr. B, who's going to be a first on the remix. So look for that. And don't forget, this show, as with all the remix shows, you can go back and you can download. You can definitely download. All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like, oh, gosh, lost my place here. Let's see where we're going to go. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings, this is Michelle from Raleigh.
Okay, greetings, Michelle. Did we already talk to you?
No, not today.
Oh, not today, Michelle said. Oh, okay, that was somebody else. That was Charlotte, not Raleigh. Okay, my bad. All right, greetings to you. Greetings.
Okay, before I get a reading, I have a question. I was sleeping. I'm trying to figure out if it was a lucid dream. I wasn't able to open up my eyes, but mm-hmm. I could feel like a presence was near, and mm-hmm. it felt like someone was getting ready to touch me,
mm-hmm.
but they never touched. Like I was waiting for that touch,
mm-hmm.
and then I heard like it went down the hallway. So my question is, I'm trying to figure out if I was experiencing an out-of-body experience, or was it a guardian or spirit trying to see if I was ready to see them? Because I've talked to a lot of people, and they say, well, I should have went down the hall and looked, but I don't know.
Hmm. Two things with that. A lot of times when our spirit guides come to us, they're not going to run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that make sense? They're not going to run. It does appear that, well, two things. Let me preference this because I also see that it looks like you say in an area where there's a lot of activity going on where you stay.
A lot of activity. I don't know what activity.
Like, do you stay in an apartment building?
Yes, I stay in an apartment building.
Okay, you stay in an apartment building. Okay, so that's activity. And so a lot of times what happens, and it looks like it's a fairly older building, sometimes what happens is spirits can recognize and they can actually see your light. You understand? And so what I feel has come to you is I see there's a young girl. And if you probably do some research where you stay, you will find that there was a young girl that was killed somewhere in that building. And she's just looking for some understanding and looking for some help. And that's what I'm picking up that was. I don't really see that as a spirit guide or anything. A spirit guide is not going to run, but it looks like it's a young girl, and it looks like something happened to her. So her death wasn't no one killed her, like it was one of those accidental deaths. And she is walking around, and she still comes back in that building, that there's a part of her that sometimes doesn't easily sometimes go over. Sometimes that happens. very rare, but not that. But she's not there to hurt you or anything. But what she's recognizing is that your consciousness, your light you have. And so she's seen that, and so she came for that particular thing. One of the things that you can do, very simple, if it is something that you don't want to deal with, then you can simply say what I say sometimes when I go in the bathroom, because that's one of my portals where a lot of spirits show up. I just simply say to them, not tonight. I don't want to deal with that. So not tonight. Sometimes, like maybe when you're cooking, because she's around a lot of times when you're cooking, when you're up and you're about to eat or cook, you can actually have some conversations at that particular time. You can also let her know that it's okay. She can go on and move on with her life. But she, you know, she's not there to hurt you. She's a young child. She looks like she may be about 7 or 10 years old. And that was a pivotal time for you in your life. So you'll be able to offer her some advice on that. Yeah.
And how old did you say she was?
I'm going to say she looks like she's between 7 and 10. And those were some critical years for you in your life as well.
7 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think my mom and we have gone through a divorce, moving back and forth from North Carolina to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so beautiful. So, yeah, did that help?
Yeah, that helped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I also stuck between, I want to make the move to further on my education. But I have one daughter that's in college, and I have another one that's just, well, he's a senior, and I have a young one who's just starting high school, and I'm trying to figure out if I should just go ahead and make the move and do the schooling or wait till the young one is finished.
How old is your child now?
The young one is 14.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a couple of things. I know you want to make this move because you want to move to this particular state so that you can finish your schooling and go to school. And here's the question I want to ask you, and I want you to be completely honest about it. Why do you have to go to that school?
I just figured, well, they have schools in North Carolina for it, but it's in Asheville. And because I have a family I have to support, I don't feel that I can transfer my work as easily if I rent to Asheville compared to Orlando. It's integrated medicine.
Yeah, I just feel like you will be able to do that from many different locations. If you decide to move, and I'll share some things with you. I know for me, I made the sacrifice for my children because they were in school, my son particularly because he was in high school and waited until he graduated, and then still some sacrifices for Baby Blue for my own personal work. Before I graduated, it's not to say that that is the way to do it. I just feel right now that it's going to put a lot of pressure on you. It's not even about how the children adjust, because children are resilient. They're resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on, because we have 32 seconds left to go in the form. Wow. Time flies fast. Download, you guys. If you like the show, you know what to do. Like it. If you love it, love it, and leave a message over on Facebook. Love to hear you guys' thoughts. Now, you can always reach out to me for a reading. Email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, @gmail.com. Love it. Love it on Facebook. Love it on Twitter. Love it on right here on the Remix page. Click like. See you guys on Sunday. Much love, warm spirit, peace and love. We're going to continue. And download. For the rest of you guys, we're in the after hours. So it's going to be a decision that you're going to need to make, because it is going to involve a whole lot of upheaval, plus your concentration, plus what you're going to be doing. And and how you want to do it. I just feel that for you, what's going to be critical is timing. And I really don't see that happening or that energy just energetically opening up for you until the next 14 months or so. So there's going to be some changes that definitely happen during that time frame that's going to lead you in the direction of where you want to go as far as you continuing your education in integrated medicine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I would say work with some of the skill sets you have now because it is going to take you some time to put some things in place before you get ready to go and to move. I just think there's other opportunities that you're missing and that there is a big hidden agenda for you really wanting to leave.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Mm-hmm. The hidden agenda, I don't know, but the rest,
yeah.
Yes.
Which means that there's other reasons why you want to leave, and it has absolutely nothing to do with school.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No.
It doesn't. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So let's help it make sense. Some of the other reasons why you want to leave, and you want to leave that particular area, has a lot to do with the direction of how you feel your child is going.
Yes, my middle child, my oldest son.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when I said hidden agenda, that didn't come up for you?
No, because, no.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that would maybe help him, but he really doesn't want to go.
Right. He doesn't want to go, but you really, that is another reason why you want to leave, because you do want to really help your son see another direction, because he is headed for a course that's going to be pretty rough for him if he continues to go down that road. So a big part of what you're going to have to do is that you're going to have to be honest. And I understand you're calling into the show, and I know you're not comfortable talking about your personal business, but hell, you called a psychic. You called Miss Blue. So I'm going to put it out there. These are some of the things that really, really, that you need to take in consideration about why you want to go, because energetically that opens you up to really looking at different opportunities in a different direction. Now, if you say to me, I only want to go because I just want to go for school, see, I knew that wasn't the case when you called in, but I will let you sit where you're comfortable.
Okay.
But I'm also going to give you what you asked for, and
okay.
That is there are hidden agendas. I didn't say negative, malicious agendas. I said hidden agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And that hidden agenda has a lot to do with your son. And so if that is the case, then you need to put things in order very fast, because like I told you, the next 14 months is going to be a whole lot of things go on, a whole lot of opening of different opportunities and doorways, and some of them are not good for him. And if you want to do some intervention, now is the time, my sister, to hop on the good foot and get it moving.
All right.
All right?
Yep.
All right. Well, peace and love, and let us know how it goes. And as you continue to get yourself in preparation to make some adjustments and changes. But look, I still think there's opportunities that's going on for you that may not be as drastic as you feel they need to be at this time.
Okay.
All right. So peace and love. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 479. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Stephanie. And,
okay, greetings,
from
Stephanie.
Greetings from Arkansas.
Okay, greetings, Stephanie from Arkansas.
And this is my first time calling.
Oh, congratulations, and you're calling from Arkansas. I know y'all don't like
exactly.
that out there. But I used to have a college roommate, and she was from Arkansas, and I used to say, you from Arkansas.
Yes, and it's a pleasure for me to speak with you. I think I've been listening to you since 2010.
Wow.
Off and on, and uh-huh. I don't really know where to start. I had to try to come up with a really good question because I'm just so inspired, really, just the way you help people, and it makes me curious about, well, gosh, you know, what do I need to know? What am I not telling the truth about in my own life?
Well,
you know, because I know. We, you know, we tell ourselves a lot of lies, and I'm one who kind of thrives on trying to tell myself the truth, but I know there's got to be something that I'm not seeing. And so I've become curious, you know, with speaking, you know, with learning by listening, you
yeah.
know, to clairvoyance and just wanting to know. Now, I do have a question if you need me to ask you something, but if you don't, you want to just
no,
let
no,
me know.
No, I... Well, I tell you, you know, and thank you so much. You know, I played that song earlier about the mirror because, uh-huh. you know, it's such a powerful affirmation for anyone in any areas of our lives. It doesn't matter what kind of work we're doing.
Uh-huh.
We're always looking in the mirror, you know. So when
uh-huh.
you're looking at me and I'm looking at you, we see the same thing. We're looking at each other. You understand that's the only way that we can even be in this space together. And so, you know, that's a part of the work that keeps me very, very humble, you know, that I
okay.
get to learn from
okay.
you guys too, and you guys get to learn from me, and we get to, you know, all share in this. So that's really the magic part of this particular work and that I love. I love that. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. well, let's see. I guess the question that, and I laugh a lot too sometimes.
Well, that's good. Laughter is good. Laughter is good.
Yeah, it is. It's really good for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question that I want to ask is, about my purpose here. What did I come back here for? What can you see? You know, if you can, I have been, you know, working on that myself. I started somewhat last year. I started just receiving information, and it kind of got me curious, you know, because the one thing that I came up with was that because I'm a stay-at-home mom, and
mm-hmm.
my life has been my children for the last the oldest is probably for the last 8 years. I have, you know,
yes.
a 7 and 5 year old. And so what I got is that's what I came back here to do. And I feel like I've been given a lot, like, you know, it's time
mm-hmm.
for me, you know, in 2010, I kind of had a spiritual transformation, just started focusing on myself, you know.
Right.
But I do have a passion, at least I think it's my passion. I listen to you, and I love the way you inspire people to know what their real passion is, you know, what gets you
right.
your juice running in the morning. And the only thing that
mm-hmm.
I was able to come up with that I really like doing, because I could talk about a whole lot of things that I like to do, but what can
right.
I get up in the morning and just, I mean, I'm ready to go. Yeah, as soon as I wake up, this is what I want to do. And that I love talking to people about their health. You know, about,
yeah.
you know, like how they can improve their health. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying like physical health, because I feel like, you know, like that's where we just, you know, we struggle so much.
Yeah,
but
we struggle with that.
Yeah, but I don't really know, you know, between that and between just this passion I have to be with my children and just keep giving them and watching them grow, because I'm kind of over-sheltering mom. I came from that, and
mm-hmm.
I'm probably 10 times worse than my mother. So
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just
sure.
trying to tap into or get a confirmation of what am I supposed to be doing here. Do you have anything with that?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Well, I'll tell you, you know, as soon as you started speaking, Interesting enough, one of the things that came up was a blender, like a juicer or blender.
Okay.
And I've seen you in the kitchen sort of kind of blending these fruits and different things together. I can see you really working with the different modalities when it comes to our food and I don't like to say the word diet, but our diet, our nutrition, our nutritional health. So I would look in there because I know that that's important to you too, just through diet. And this is something recently that you've made some changes in your own life with your own family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always. I'm always, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes I fall off the, you know, like I'll fall off and
we
start
all
doing
do.
Stuff.
We all do.
Bad
it,
stuff.
You know, we're human. We're human, for gosh sakes. We're human.
I know.
And so we came here to also have a human experience, you know.
Okay.
So that's a big part of the learning. So I want you to think that. But definitely you did come back to help heal the world and to help people. So I would look through those things because I see you with all of these recipes and all these cards and all of that. Very good organizer, by the way. Your kitchen is in good shape.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
good. I'm in your kitchen because I can see all of this stuff. You're excellent.
Mm-hmm.
God, you're an excellent organizer. I thought I was kind of cryptic with it. You a little more cryptic than me. So
I wish some people could hear this stuff.
That's nice.
Oh, I forgot this is recorded. Yeah. Okay.
So you're really good at that, and that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely look at those modalities when it comes through healing through foods and different things like that. So you definitely came back as a healer. That's one of the things. And you came back to nurture your children and nurture them. That's one of the most important jobs that we can do is to help another soul evolve. I don't think there's anything more powerful than playing a part in someone evolving on a soul level. Because as a mother, that's exactly what we're doing. We're helping them evolve on a soul level. So that's it.
Yes.
So now... your second question, when it comes to uncovering the truth and what could you possibly be lying about? Well, here's one of the things I want to tell you. It's not necessarily that we lie about anything because everybody lies. Let's just go ahead and put that on the table. How those could be. Everybody lies. There's not a person on this planet that don't lie. Everyone. Now, whether we want to call it a little lie, a little twisted lie, a little lie from yesterday and the day before, or I did it 6 months ago, everybody lies of what we understand lying to be. Let's just say that. Here's where you can begin to focus and harness your energy more to take yourself to the next level because you do carry the energy of a healer. And healers have a certain tone that they speak in, we speak in. Healers have certain words that they use, that we use. And a lot of times that is we.
Okay.
One thing the healer don't never want to do is be alone because you're a healer. You're supposed to be healing.
Okay.
And if you ain't healing, you ain't a healer. That's what the healer thinks. So I want you to try, this is something we do in the Kim Business class. We only speak in first person.
Okay.
And I don't know if you noticed when you came on, you said, you know, you started out with you, but then everything went to we. It was almost like we were speaking French. I almost said parlez-vous français. Because it was we, you see.
Exactly,
Speak in first person because it changes everything. If you say, you know, I know we lie. Yeah, anybody can sit with that. But to say, I lie, that's a whole nother vibration going through your body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do more, and that's going to help you loosen that mommy grip a little bit. You're in the time where you do need to have a mommy grip. I promise you, I don't know who's going to do it, so I'll put it out there for all you sisters and brothers. And there's a few books out there, but we need to really get some good, holistic books about mothers raising our children out there.
There's plenty of books out there that tell everything,
but we have almost about three generations of women who are having babies that their mothers have left their lives, or their mothers were young mothers, or their mothers were absent from their lives, and they really don't understand the basics about what it means to incorporate being a mother.
That is so interesting. That's really interesting because this is something that I have been wanting to do. There's another speaker.
Good. That's why. Good.
Yeah, I mean, I this is shocking. So this is kind of, you know, maybe leading me
confirmation.
Into,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because I mean that's something that I actually have been interested in. But it's like I said, well, and then I'll say to myself, okay, maybe you need to build more of that resume because yours are only 5 and 7. And then I look at other culture groups, and I'm like, well, heck, they're doing stuff when their children are 1, and I'm like, I have lots of experience here, you know. So
the sister,
Sister Somay
has a beautiful book out that she wrote several years ago, coming from some of our African spirituality systems, about welcoming spirit home. It's about sort of that journey that a mother makes to come in. But we need so many more sisters who are having babies in the conscious community to really put together a step-by-step plan that encompasses those things. So for all of my magical writers out there, yourself included, because I'm sure that's why this conversation is even coming up now, because Spirit is leading it there, to incorporate those things when it comes to raising our children, different things to begin to do, and just everything that it encompasses to be a mother. You understand?
Okay.
You know, and really understanding it from a holistic point of view and a conscious point of view. Of just some of the things that, you know, because we're in new times now. And like I said, a lot of times, you know, we're looking for that support system. We're looking for guidance. And we can get fragments of it. But really, this is a particular area where we need to have more. I'm just quite surprised at all of our singers, brothers and sisters, that we don't have more songs and more things geared towards even our children. There's some out there, don't get me wrong. But not enough.
Yeah.
And we're in the origin. So all of us who are a part of this Renaissance era, this new Renaissance era, it's requiring us to bring these gifts and bring these things online and to know our magic now. So, I know you received that. So
beautiful. Yeah, I did. Oh, definitely. Thank you. Thank you so much. And just, oh, my goodness. I mean, I just don't even know. I can't really even express in my heart, you know, like the times that I have heard you do this, these readings, and, you know, you're just, I don't even know the words to express. I mean, talk about soulful readings. I mean, you're really a beautiful soul, and, you know, everybody out there, this is a beautiful soul. I mean, I can feel you. I mean, it's just that I decided to call in tonight, but, just the world is so blessed to have you in it. So,
thank you. I feel blessed to have you as a listener and like the rest of you guys out there listening. Oh, by the way, I'll just put this out there, you guys, to let you guys know that we're still going to do the Remix Anniversary Show. We're still going to do that. And that's going to be coming up soon. It's just a good time to kind of bring that up. We already have one big celebration on the 22nd, so we'll have the Remix celebration. Peace and love to you. Thank you so much for all the beautiful energy, kind words. Come back. Let us know how that worked. You are a healer. You know that. So I'm glad I can be that reflection for you here tonight.
Thank you. Peace and blessings. Thank you.
All right. Peace and blessings. Love you as well. Keep listening. Keep listening. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 718. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is that me?
That is
Hello?
You. Yes.
Oh. Okay, Miss Blue. It's the stripper. I was here already. I think when I pressed in, you were speaking to my friend Sharon, and I was just trying to punch in to say thank you so much for what you were saying, because not only did, you know, I know it helped her a lot, but it also applied to me as well. And I was just wanted to thank you so much for what you were saying, you know, what you said, because it helped me get me gain clarity a lot as well. So I was just trying to press one to join in together to say thank you so much.
Oh, to join in. Oh, because I've seen your hand go up. I said, let me go back to this one. Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You guys
are going to have fun together. This is going to be a beautiful journey. It is. The babies are going to love it too. So.
Thank you. But then, okay, there is a then. Would you be able to flip a card for me, please? Because I want you to go wild.
Okay, well, I just went wild, and the goddess Offset came up for you, too. So there you go, another confirmation.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I need to
Offset
as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Know your magic.
Okay, so Offset. So I'm going to look up everything Offset, and I'll work it out. And then I'll listen to the show and see what you said to her in regards to Offset, and then I'll definitely apply that.
Beautiful. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 614. I don't even know where I am on this board. 614? Okay, we'll come back to 614 because we can't hear 614. 614 can't hear us. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 860. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello?
Ms. Blue? Oh.
Okay. They're, I guess, obviously doing something. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 414. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, God. Thank you so much. Who else is sitting up here cussing at the phone like, damn, y'all, come on. But anyway, thank you, Ms. Blue. This is Michelle the Gangster from Milwaukee. Okay?
Oh, we got a real gangster on the phone. Michelle,
yeah.
You over here cussing at the phone.
Yeah. You know what, Ms. Blue? I'm really getting into my shit, my magic. You know, I'm doing that magician thing. I'm feeling it. I got my picture packed up. Everything is fine, but now this is the thing. Now, I know you done had an airhead and the know-it-all and all that. Now you're getting ready to have an alternative lifestyle question.
Oh, let's see if we can.
Okay, now, I was already told who was going to be my partner. And when I first seen this person, I'm like, hell no, because they much, much older. And I'm like, oh, no. But then after I started, you know, having interactions, talking, laughing, having fun, I'm like, okay, this is it. Kim Beck, everything, falling, fake reunion, blah, blah, Skippy. And then next thing I know, I'm getting a message saying, I don't want to be bothered no more. And I'm like, I'm wondering, okay, all right, fine, because I'm the type of person that you don't want to be bothered with me. Mm. That's your loss. That's your loss. But I'm thinking to myself, damn, that's probably somebody that said some shit. Oh, you hanging around that person, you know, one of those numbers.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
The guys, I know what was said to me. I know what was confirmed to me. Was that just me or was that just, what's going on? I mean, I know that everything they've been telling me been like right on point the whole time. Now all of a sudden this shit just falls through. What's up?
Right, right. Well, two things. One is, you know, everybody is operating in free will. So, you know, for somebody to even tell you somebody's going to be your life partner is a little scary unless you heard that from yourself.
Yeah, I think that's from my higher self.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody was physically telling you that.
No, from the energy that I'm, you know.
Okay.
For me, my
okay.
higher self.
Well, two things. When that comes in, and I'll speak to the situation exactly for you here, but here's two things that I want you to also know, is that what you could have picked up, okay, was the energy of what your soulmate is going to have, because there's certain template, certain energies that we carry.
Okay.
And so what could have happened is you connected with this person and they have that energy. You connect it instantly. Like, you didn't even wait to figure out the rest of the energy. It was like, whoa.
Right.
I'm going in.
Please don't say that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I remember that whole.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
So it has a lot to do with that. It has a lot to do with really understanding that energy. Right now you're in a time where there is going to be more people come in and out of your life than ever before. So was your higher self tricking you? Your higher self can never trick you. Never. But one of the things, Michelle, yeah, but your higher self can't trick you. But here's one of the things that you also have to know is that you want a relationship, but you can't be a bully.
Okay.
And you can be a bully. Yeah, you can be a bully, because that's really how you protect your feelings, is by being a bully. And I don't literally mean beating up on someone or something of that nature. Yeah, but just kind of really kind of being close, but being, you know how they say you're yet so close but still so far?
Yeah.
That's you. You're close, but you're still so far. And people can read that energy within you. And sometimes it comes across, it's misleading. It's like, well, what the hell? Do you want to be close or you don't? You can't be close and still be far in what you want to do. So here's what I'm going to tell you, because there's going to be a couple of people that come in and out of your life through this time. When it comes to love, you have to love like nobody's business. And that's for anybody. Love like your heart has already been broke. Just love. Because you can't start not trusting. Because you did that not trusting for so many years. And you know the dark, lonely place it got you within yourself. So you have to be able to open yourself up to trust and to move with that,
Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm. And get you a ruby. Get you a ruby crystal to work with. Get you a ruby.
Okay. Thanks so much, Miss Blue. See, that was real short. Have a good night.
You said that. You was like, let me get the hell off of here before she tell me some other stuff, because you know I'm not done with you.
No. I'm not thinking that. I just was trying to watch out for somebody else that's trying to get in, you know, before the after hours.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We're already in the after hours, but I do want you to get you a ruby. And you can either wear something on your hand or have it around your body, or have a loose ruby, because ruby, it has a lot of reflective light that's in there. And so the vibration, what it does is it picks up your inner vibration that's within you, and it reflects that vibration in a more authentic way.
Okay. I just
in a more authentic way.
I guess
you brought what now?
I just bought a black onyx ring, and I guess that's the wrong thing to buy.
No, it can never be wrong. If that's what's calling you to get it, you got an onyx. An onyx is good, too. Tell me why you got the onyx, though. I want to hear why.
It looks majestic. You know, this looks so good on my hand, too. I'm fine. And I wrangled with
it. It looked mysterious. It looked like it had some hitting qualities. Like you.
Oh, really? Well, okay.
Yeah. So you want something that's going to reflect your light more and not sort of keep you in that hidden space of where you are, unless you just don't want to be in a relationship or you don't want to put that energy out there, then, yeah, keep working with it. But
no,
if that's not what you want.
I'm going to get that ruby. I'm going to get that real quick, too.
Yeah, get the ruby and start to work with the ruby. The onyx has a lot of great qualities that is with it, and a lot of it does have to do with those things. Right now my mind escapes me on some of those things, but, yeah, you want to get your ruby. You want to start working with you want to work with the ruby. What are y'all doing in the chat room? Because they're doing
Thank you, Ms. Blue. I want to say my birthday is Monday, too. I know everything.
Is it? Oh, happy birthday to you. Yeah, but get you a ruby because that's going to tap into your passion and your courage because you need a little bit of courage there. So it's going to help you with that. It's going to help you with that courage. It's a real powerful stone, and it helps to release and raise energy. And it works a lot with Kundalini energy, too. So good things. But have no fear. In about 4 months, you're actually going to have some more people. That's not a good word. In about 4 months, you're actually going to have somebody else come in your life, too.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
All right.
You.
So let us know how it goes. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling
in. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
All right. You, too. All right. We're going to try to get one more caller in. I don't know when we're going to get cut off, you guys. Miss Blue Gone Wild is the title of the show. And everyone's saying happy birthday. I told you guys, it's a magical month for so many people who have birthdays this month. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 805. Okay, 805 is nowhere to be around, so we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 403, you're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up? This is That's What's Up, and I'm calling from Canada.
All right, That's What's Up. That's What's Up. Calling from Canada.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm wonderful. That's what's up. How about yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you wanted to know...
No, I don't want to know anything. What you want to know?
That's it. Yeah, I was going to say, you want to know what I want to know.
Yeah, I want to know what you want to know.
Okay. So my question was this. I actually wrote it down. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very intuitive, spiritual, you know, I think we're like, you know, kind of like when Brother Panic's on the show, you know, he gets real wild as well. And I have that side to my personality. And 1 being more grounded and pragmatic. What number would you say that I need to be at to be...